Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. Sectional is going to start tonight. We're going to talk with Coach Aaron Cole. Coach Cole, 135 wins, 80 losses. Got to admit, you've had 215 games at Tipton. And Coach Cole, 196. You both gone 19 years right now.
Yeah, two seasoned veterans, I guess, have been around for quite a while now. So Randy's a good friend. He's in the same region as we are, so we see each other quite often in the off season. So good catching up with him. Don't see him on Fridays very often, but this is two out of the last 3 years we've run each other. So you know, hopefully we have our best performance of the year. That's the goal tonight, and try to extend our season to next Friday.
Coach, Larry and I were talking. We're hoping the rain holds off. But talk a little bit about last week. That had to be terrible.
It's pretty miserable across the board. Started raining when we got to Lafayette. It never stopped until I walked in my front door. So weather was bad. Our performance was bad. You know, so across the board, a two-hour bus ride is bad. So we just told the kids that has to be that has to be the bottom of the barrel last week. It's got to be better. And in all honesty, I feel like we've had our best week of practice this week. Kids are excited. And you know, I told them last night, hey, we've had a rough regular season. There's no doubt about it. We played a lot of really, really good teams. This is the time of year when that tough schedule hopefully pays off. So the nice thing about tonight is we're not 1-8 tonight. We're 0-0. And hopefully that's our kids' attitude, and we go out and play really, really hard tonight.
Coach Blackbird comes over here with 27 on their roster. They're going to have five starting juniors out of the seven offensive linemen.
Yeah, they run a very tricky offense. You'll struggle seeing where the ball is at all times. So, you know, we've really worked on being really, really disciplined this week. You know, we've got certain guys that are responsible for certain plays. There were times where we scrimmaged, our defense scrimmaged, and there wasn't even the ball. We tackled all three of their backs, because that's their job. So, hopefully that carries over tonight. That's kind of scary with a young team, but, we've had a good week of practice, and, you know, I think we're going to play emotional. I think we're going to play, confident tonight, and, I think we're going to put our best performance on the field.
So, you got to talk about William Wolford. Larry talks to you about him every week, and Jack Roach. Couple of sophomores, they're on their way up.
They are. Jack was a starter for us last year. He's a really, really big kid. He's got a great attitude. When he grows into his body, he's going to be a really, really good player. He's a good player now. He's going to be a really good player one of these days. William's our guy on defense. He's an energizer bunny. He just he plays hard and fast all the time. And you know, that's what we're looking for on the defensive side of the ball. And hopefully you know, they don't play like sophomores tonight. They've got 8 or 9 games under their belt, so hopefully they play more like juniors and seniors tonight.
Coach, tonight both teams, junior class quarterbacks. Ought to be a good matchup. They're both 5'10".
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think the biggest thing with both quarterbacks is taking care of the ball and not, you know, whoever turns the ball over the least tonight and has the fewest penalties and the fewest mistakes is probably going to be the team that gets to play next week. So that's been our message to Dallas all week is run the offense, take care of the ball. Good things will happen. And I'm sure they're giving their young man the same message on their side of the ball.
And last thing, Coach, Steve Pesci doing a good job carrying the football. Catching the football is going to be Landon Spidell and Joe Clouser tonight.
Yeah, some more underclassmen. Chase has had a really, really good year. We've asked a lot of him, as a sophomore. He's started every game on defense. He's played multiple roles on offense. Landon's a returning starter. You know, he's a two-way starter for us, and Joe's a sophomore also starting both ways. So we don't have a real big roster, and we're asking a lot of our younger kids, our underclassmen, non-senior kids, and hopefully they rise to the occasion tonight.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So we're going to walk this way. Mr. Howard Kelman was waiting patiently to talk to Coach Cole. Howard Kelman, I tell you what, must be 46, 47 years, the voice of the Indianapolis Indians.
Wow, I'm not aware of that, but yeah, good to catch Channel 40 here tonight on TV, so we got a lot of media.
Yeah, we walked in here and we thought, wow, this must be the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't seen a TV truck all year, so special night here tonight.
Blackford, they made their way over here. They got radio. I met with that guy last year. He's one of the nicest guys. He's got help tonight. Last year he did it by himself.
Yeah, well, that's kind of hard. I know you do a great job on the play-by-play, and I try to throw a tidbit in there now and then just to hear my own voice when I listen back to it, you know.
Don't give me that. You're the best.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been a fun year so far, and looking forward to more of it.
I'm going to go over here and see if we can talk to Coach Seehigh. Seehigh. We're going to talk over here and talk to Coach Seehigh, and see if he has a moment. See if he'll allow us just a little time, and I'm going to talk to see right here in just a minute. We're going to talk with Coach Seehigh in just a moment. He's going to work with these guys right there. He's going to let us talk. We appreciate you talking with us again. Last year was, or the year before, whatever it was, it was special to me.
2 years ago, it was cold and rainy and nasty, and, at least it's a little chilly tonight, but at least sunshine.
I say, watch out, you're a gentleman and a scholar. I got written down here, you've been Mass and Grant, Marion. Marion's a good place to work. Blackford, but I wrote down here specifically, last time we spoke, you let me know that Brady Turner was one of your pupils.
He was. He was. Brady was on that first team that I coached at Mass and Grant. He's one of the smartest football players I ever coached, so it doesn't surprise me to see him doing so well at Mass and Grant now.
He's 6-3 this year. I remember when he took over, he only had a couple of weeks to get ready.
Yeah, I think right just before the starter, they might have already started when the coach left, and Brady jumped in there, took it over, and he's done a great job ever since.
Coach, I'm going to go back to 2018, 2017. You had to play with robust Jesuit Braves. I tell you what, that must have been fun.
Yeah, we had a great group of guys that fall, and we lost a couple close games to Eastbrook and missed in a while down the stretch, but we were really hitting our stride at the right time, right at sectional time, and we rode through the first two pretty easy, and then we ran into a really tough, robust team. They ended up losing to West Lafayette, who had some really good players on that team too. So, that's a great experience for our kids, and that's what we're working to get back to.
Church, you got five seniors, we know that. You've got 10 sophomores, and you're going to start 7 of them offensively.
Yeah, we're a pretty young football team, and besides our numbers being low, we're young. We struggle with some injuries, and I think we've gotten better as the year's gone. The CIT is pretty good football teams this year, and so we've just struggled a little bit finding our stride there. But we're coming around. We got good eighth grade class coming in next year, and so hopefully we can get our JV program going again and get things back.
Tipton's saying just the same. Their eighth grade class coming in, 22 coming in, but you got a freshman. Brady Banister, he's probably on his way to gangbusters.
Yeah, Brady's a great, great player. He struggled with an ankle mid-season, right about the Elwood game, and we had three or four guys out that game. So he struggled with that a little bit, but I think he's 100% now. And for a freshman, he plays more like an old sophomore or young junior. I think he's got a chance to be something special.
Coach, you got a couple of big guys on the offensive line. We're going to talk about Xander Bell. He'll wear 73. He's 6'3", 300 pounds. He'll play offensive tackle on the right side and defensive nose.
Yeah, Xander's a great kid. He got hurt at the beginning of his sophomore year. Couldn't play. He would have started for us on varsity. He got hurt at the beginning of his junior year, right before the season. And so this is his first season since his freshman year. And he got a little banged up early in the year, so he didn't start playing with us until week 5. But he's done a great job of stepping in and getting after it.
Coach, a couple more things. Daniel Ludwig.
Yeah.
He's a sophomore. He leads your team in tackles. Talk about him.
Well, Daniel's a great kid. He's been starting home before, it feels like forever, he's a good kid. He works hard. He's kind of that quiet leader who just works hard and is there every day doing what you ask him to do.
Last thing, Coach, natural grass 2 years ago right here, synthetic field turf. What do you think?
Well, I like it. It's beautiful. They did a great job with it. It seems to be, pretty firm and solid. And so, that seems to be the trend high schools are going to now, like saving a little money, and maybe at some point in time, Blackford will end up with a little turf field also.
Coach Randy Cihia, thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
So we're going to walk this direction. That's Coach Cihia. I say, what, he is a gentleman? I don't know if he gave you permission to come down and talk to him this year. He did 2 years ago, but he wasn't going to say no.
No, and he had good things to say about his kids. I think all coaches are that way. When you bring up some of their players, you can see how much they not only love the game, they love these young men playing for him, and he spoke highly of some of his guys, and I'm sure he feels that way about all 27 on that team.
You probably heard he's got an 8th grade class coming up. And I had to mention, Tipton has one too.
Yeah, we got a pretty good one as well, and went to undefeated, won the conference, and a lot of players who we'll be seeing on Friday nights. Real quick here. So I'm real proud of those guys, as I am the seventh graders who struggle a little bit. So we had, both ends of the spectrum. And so I think, all of them learned, what they need to do to get better every year. And they're, like I said, the eighth graders looking forward to getting out here next year and helping out with the Blue Devil varsity team.
Sounds good. We'll walk up in the booth. 19 minutes left pregame. We'll walk up, have a conversation with Larry, and we'll talk about a little bit of a pregame. And then talk about what's happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference and also the Central Indiana Conference. We'll talk about that. We'll walk up the stairway. And in the booth tonight is Channel 40, WHMB. I don't know if that's live, but you can probably recapture that if you want to watch the game later this evening. And also here is Blackford Radio. Quite a gentleman working there. Appreciate him. And then we'll walk up in the press box. We'll go up the ladder. And quite a few people in the press box tonight. Not usually that many. But we are thankful. Thankful to get to talk with both coaches. And we'll mention, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School, home of the Blue Devils. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity football game, the Blackford Bruins and the Tipton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for Put Me in Sports since 2008. So we're going to talk a little bit about a pregame right here. We'll talk about both teams. And we'll mention the Blue Devils have gone into their locker room. Blackford Bruins running some time-ups right now. We'll talk about the visiting team first on the scoreboard. We'll mention that's the Blackford Bruins. Blackford High School was founded in 1969. The Bruins have an enrollment of 489. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36. We do know that. Larry's going to talk a little bit more about Sectional 36 here in a minute. That's Blackford, Tipton, Elwood, Eastern, East Brook, Frankton, Bluffton, and Alexandria. The principal at Blackford High School is Jason Ridge. The athletic director is Scott Clammy. The athletic secretary is Lisa Musselman. Down there at Bruin Field, they play on natural grass. We'll mention Blackford High School is located at 2392 North State Road 3. It's Hartford City, Indiana, 47348. You can dial them up by telephone, 765-348-7560. On the web, it's blackfordathletics.com. There were the colors red, black, and white. They're going with the white jerseys tonight. Black sleeves. They got the black pants. They're still running some time-ups. 16 minutes left on the pregame. We'll mention they perform in the Central Indiana Conference. The 2023 order of finish in the Central Indiana Conference is like this. Mississinewa, Alexandria, Eastbrook, Madison Grant, Oak Hill, Frankton, Elwood, Blackford. Blackford Bruins, we'll mention the head coach is Randy Cihia, 24 wins, 57 losses, and he's 8th year at Blackford. Overall, he's a 19-year varsity football coach, 85 wins, 111 losses. He went to school, high school in Michigan, Vicksburg, 1987 graduate. So he's a couple of years younger than me, Larry. I thought he might have been on my name anyway. So we'll mention he went to college at Western Michigan, 1996 graduate. Coach Feehine, they coached Brady Turner, a Madison Grant standout athlete. And we'll mention Brady Turner is currently 6-3 coaching right here at Madison Grant. Here's Larry, he's going to talk about the Blue Devils.
Thanks, AJ. Yeah, Tipton Blue Devils, enrollment is 454, and they're in Class 2A, Sectional 36. There are 8 teams in that sectional. We have the Blackford Bruins, 0-9, Tipton, 1-8, Elwood, 1-8, Eastern, 7-2, Eastbrook, 6-3, Franklin, 4-5, Bluffton, 7-2, and Alexandria, 8-1. Principal here at Tipton is Mr. Craig Leach, AD, Corey Fernung, athletic trainer, Mr. Burke Emmert. Play at Tipton Ford Field, which is a synthetic field turf. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them at area code 765-675-7431.
Welcome to Tipton Ford Field for tonight's game with the Blackford Bruins versus
the Tipton Devils. All right. Announcement there. You can also see them on the internet, TiptonAthletics.com. I'm going to stop here for the playing of the national anthem. Well, we're waiting for that, but here we go. All right, picking up again, Tipton Blue Devils, colors are blue and white. They're in the Hoosier Conference, Eastern Division. The final for the Hoosier Conference standings for 2023 were number 1, Hamilton Heights Huskies, number 2, West Lafayette Red Devils, 3, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, 4, Western Panthers, 5, Twin Lakes Indians, 6, Northwestern Tigers, 7, Rensselaer Central Bombers, 8, the Tipton Blue Devils, and 9th, Benton Central Bison. Currently, Eastern Division, they're 0-3. Coach Aaron Toll, his record is 135 wins and 80 losses in 19th year as Tipton head coach. He is a Tipton High School graduate from 1990 and also an Indiana University graduate from 1995. Next, tonight's winner between the Tipton Blue Devils and Blackford Bruins will either be at Elwood or at Eastern, or I'm sorry, will host Eastern. Depending on the outcome of that game. Here's AJ.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Walk this direction. We'll talk about what happened last week. Let's talk about the results for last Friday's crossover game. Larry gave you the results. Here's the scoring. We'll mention Hamilton Heights went to West Lafayette. Hamilton Heights got the win 26-23. That must have been a good one.
Absolutely. Great game there.
So also last week, Western went to Central Catholic. Central Catholic got the win 26-7. And then the third game, Northwestern, traveled to Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes coach Kevin O'Shea got a win 24-19 over Rob Patchett. I'm sure that was a pretty good one. Rob Patchett, an 85 graduate. And we'll mention coach Kevin O'Shea, an 83 graduate at McCutcheon.
Okay, yeah. Back up in the north area.
And Tipton Blue Devils, they traveled to Rensselaer Central. Say, well, Larry, that was a pretty good travel. Rensselaer Central got the win 33-0. But as you said, that was cats and dogs.
That was monsoon rain right there.
And we'll talk about Benton Central. Benton Central, they traveled to Bowman Academy. Benton Central got the win 46-6. That was a non-conference game.
Yes, they were able to get Bowman Academy to fill in after the loss of Lewis Cass to another league.
So I think Larry's already gone through this right there, and we'll talk about the Central Indiana Conference. Larry's going to let you know who's playing in the Central Indiana.
All right. Well, tonight's first round of the sectional, October 20th, Mississinawa is at Western. Hamilton Heights is at Oak Hill. Blackford is here at Tipton. Elwood at Eastern. Eastbrook at Franklin, Lufton at Alexandria, and Madison Grant at Northfield. Four away games, three home games.
And we'll talk about 2023 first round. Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference and who their opponents are. Here on the 20th day of October, Mississinawa, they're Class 4A, Sectional 20. They're at Western tonight. Twin Lakes, Class 3A, Sectional 25. They're at Boone Grove. River Forest, also Class 3A, Sectional 25. They're at West Lafayette. They're going to meet a buzzsaw probably right there tonight. And Rensselaer Central, Sectional 2A, 34. They're at Griffith tonight. Northwestern Tigers, Class 3A, Sectional 28. That's Sectional 28, Larry. Talk about them for a minute.
Oh, it is. I believe, is that the one with the Hamilton Heights and all the fans there? Yeah, that's Hamilton Heights, West Lafayette. Lafayette Central Catholic, I believe. Not that one.
We'll get that covered, but we'll mention Northwestern Class 3A, Sectional 28. They're at Mequonnequaw. Mequonnequaw's defensive coordinator, previous 3 years, was the head coach at Northwestern. He's quite a gentleman. He's sharp as a tack. And I mean, he did them a favor when he took over as the head coach for those 3 years. And that's without saying much more. But I will also mention Hamilton Heights, Class 3A, Sectional 28, they're at Oak Hill. Winnemac, Class 2A, Sectional 34, they're at Central Catholic. Benton Central, Class 2A, also Sectional 34, they're at Seager. Seager, a good team. And Blackford, Class 2A, Sectional 36, they're here at Tipton. That's five away games in the Hoosier Conference tonight and four home games. And Larry will talk about this right here tonight. Class 3A 28, eight teams in it. The records of all the eight teams this year, 57-15. That's the record of all of them combined. But we'll just go through that. Tonight, Class 3A Sectional 28, Garin Catholic, they're 7-2. They're the Eagles that a lot of people might not know. They're number two in Class 3A. They play some studs.
Absolutely, and I believe there's four or five, maybe six teams in this sectional that are ranked in the top 15 in the state.
Very much so. So Garin Catholic tonight, they're at Peru. Peru, as you know, the Blue Devils scrimmaged them this season. Who would have thought that they're going to be 9-0 this week?
They have a good ball club. We saw them, like I said, in that controlled scrimmage, and you could tell they had some athletes.
They got a first-year coach up there, so he's doing very well. And Tippecanoe Valley, they're 9-0. They're the Vikings. It's a good mascot name. I like that. They're going against Bishop Chittard at Bishop Chittard tonight. Bishop Chittard also 9-0. And from what I understand, you can watch that game on local television tonight.
Wow, that's something else. But, yeah, both those teams, we've seen one of them play, and Chittard is always tough. So that's going to be a battle.
So what, my wife is going to tape that game for me. I told her I'll watch it if Tippecanoe Valley wins, but if they don't win, I'm not going to watch it.
Well, you'll see some good football either way, I'm sure.
And also, Sectional 28 tonight, Northwestern, 3-6, they're the Tigers. They're at Mequonnequaw, 6-3, they're the Braves. And Hamilton Heights Huskies, 9 wins, 0 losses, going against Oak Hill. At Oak Hill, 5-4, at the Golden Eagles. And you wonder, could something happen?
Yeah, anything can happen this time of year, but you know, you got four unbeaten teams in that one sectional, all ranked in the, like I said, the top 15 in the state, and another one just with two losses in Garin Catholic, and they play a very, you know, mighty hard schedule themselves, so just that barn burner of a sectional.
I tell you what, that's probably the toughest sectional in the state of Indiana. Wouldn't you agree?
I believe it is as far as competition goes. It absolutely is.
It's going to be a good one. So they stopped the clock, and when I take that back, it's still rolling 5 minutes. Both teams have gone into their locker rooms, and so we're getting ready for some football. I tell you what, we've got lots of company up here tonight, Larry. We got Channel 40, a couple of guys running the film. Actually, run the cameras to our left and to our right. Howard Tillman downstairs, and the gentleman helping him, I didn't catch his name, but he's the kindest guy I've met since I got here.
Very cordial guy, and like I said, we don't usually have this much company at these games, but Channel 40's here, and we're here, and both teams are filming for their, you know, respective schools, so I got a full house up here tonight.
The Blackford Bruins are coming in out of their locker room. That's a makeshift locker room, but you can vouch for how nice it is inside.
It's not bad. We, you know, the Tipton school system put in a lot of construction projects, and one of them was our middle school locker rooms all tore up, so we had the honor of being able to work out of the visitors' locker rooms with our middle school team. Just had to get everything out of there and cleaned up on Thursday night when there was a home game. So,
say what? So here comes the Bruins and Blue Devils getting ready to enter the field of play, and the clock's rolling, 3:40. They had the lights on when we arrived. So I got here about 5 o'clock, and lights were on. As you know, we've got about 11 hours of daytime nowadays in Indiana. But the Blue Devils gonna go with all blue tonight, and blue jerseys look pretty nice. It's kind of going to look somewhat like the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. Colts are going to wear their blue and black. They're going to have black helmets.
Yeah, I saw those on the internet, and they look pretty sharp, you know. Just something different, and every team's, you know, I think a lot of that is just selling more merchandise, to be honest with you, but they look pretty sharp, I think.
You know, I see all them uniform changes. You see them. You just wonder, how can they afford all that?
Well, because the consumers are buying all that, and that's what it's all about. And the NFL is making that money. And as well as in college, you see colleges doing the same thing. And, you know, some of those schools, I love Alabama and Penn State for that reason. Man, they're very basic, but that's what you get every week with them. And so I get a little annoyed when my Buckeyes go doing something really crazy. But anyhow, it's, you know, it's all about money.
Larry, you were telling me earlier that you're going to get up pretty early tomorrow morning, and your wife and you are going to travel. Where are you going?
Yeah, we'll be in Columbus for the Ohio State Penn State game, and kick off at noon, which is kind of rare for that game. It's usually a night game, so we're going to have to hit the road about 5 o'clock if we want to get over there and find a parking spot within, you know, 5 miles of the stadium over there. So but hopefully the Bucks can pull it off. They've been a little shaky on offense. Defense looks good, and Penn State's for real this year too, so it'll be a good game.
You are a huge Buckeye fan. I say what I've heard on the radio this week, could be seven potential starting quarterbacks in the NFL happen to go with their backup.
Yeah, it's a tough game, and especially when you get up at the pro level, you know, it's just big, strong, fast man, and you know, hopefully the Colts will get their quarterback here before too long, but yeah, you got to have two or three of them anymore.
So they're going to walk out, going to have captains meet at midfield, get ready to have the coin toss. So walking out, Calvin Thomas, Chase Hussey, Cole Hussey, also walking out there for the Blue Devils, 64, Aiden Blair. So they're going to meet right there in midfield. I don't know if they've already had the toss or if it's going to be real. Looks like it might be real, Larry.
Yeah, it looks like it's right now. They're getting them both together here, and we'll see who ends up kicking and which way.
So Blackford's going to call the toss. They're the visiting team. White-hatted official, he's the umpire. He'll give all the signals to the press box for the penalties that might be called. We might play a whole game without penalties. That could happen, but probably not. But they're going to toss the coin up right there as he explains it to both sides. 32 seconds left. They toss it up. He's on the floor now. They're picking it up off the Blue Devil head. And looks like the Blue Devils get to make the call. And looks like they're going to defer. And Blackford will receive.
Yeah, it looks like the The Blue Devils thought that going to the south would be a better idea. The wind is fairly stiff blowing from north to south, so that's probably a good call there.
It used to be kind of like back when we played, you wanted to have the ball facing the scoreboard in the fourth quarter because you didn't have all these play clocks going on.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm really old school. I want the ball now. You know, give it to me now because I might not get another possession, you know, before the half or whatever. So I always like to have the first crack at it.
So, Blue Devils to the Blackbird Bruins. Kind of a chilly night. Not too awful bad. Probably about 50 degrees, but a little bit of a wind.
Yeah, it's a little chill in the air. It's good football weather looking out over the, you know, west of the, or east of the town of Tipton here. Nice colors to the trees in the neighborhoods and feels like fall.
Say what, they got the whistles blowing. We might see some regular timeouts tonight with that whistle blowing like that. We'll hope so. So the Blue Devils are going to kick the ball away. It's going to be Dakota Ferguson. Dakota Ferguson going to line it up at the 40-yard line, middle of the field, right there on the X. Blackford Bruins. It's been deep, man. Back for the kickoff return. We're going to see number 88, Carter Klaus. Carter Klaus, here comes the boot. High revolution. Going to be off the fingertip. The deep back, he'll pick it up at the one. He's trying to get beyond contain. He'll make a good run back after picking it up at the one. He'll get across the 10 near the 12-yard line. Credit that return. That was 16, Donovan Soto. Donovan Soto, 5'8", 160. He'll also do the holding.
Looks like Will Wolford on the tackle there on the kickoff for the Blue Devils.
They mark it out at the 13-yard line from the right hash. Blackford Bruins. Got a pretty good size young man right there playing right tackle. 6'3", 300 pounds, 73. That's Xander Bell. Coach Sehigh spoke of him in the pregame interview. That was very nice. So go under center. Under center quarterback is 15, Morgan Randall. He's a junior class member. He'll hand off. He'll reverse out. Hand left side, three hole. Ball carrier, number 16, Donovan Soto. Soto's a senior. He's also a quarterback. He's 5'8", 160.
It looks like Joe Clouser there just caught him and tripped him up.
So ball spotted out to the 20-yard line. It'll be a gain of 7, they're calling it. It's going to be second down 3 as they break huddle. To the line of scrimmage. Center right there is hiking the ball. To Morgan Randall is Thomas Bowling. He's also a junior, 6 foot 290. You know, reverse out, hand off, and hand up the gut. They run a misdirection offense, and they get to the first man through. That's 88, Carter Klaus. He'll pick up a first down.
Yeah, that was Cole Hussey from his inside linebacker position to make the tackle. But I'll tell you what, with this tight T formation, you could any number of guys could be carrying the ball. Coach Cole alluded to that earlier when we talked to him before the game, saying, you know, just tackle anybody because it could be any one of them.
You got to tackle your assignments. They worked on that all week. I'm quite sure the ball's just across the 25. First and 10 from the right hash. Checking the offense here under center. Morgan Randall. You know, reverse out, hand off. Deep back. He'll get across the 30. He get out to the 32-yard line. Another good carry by Black.
It looked like Brady Henderson, number 56, in there with the tackle.
So second down 5. Ball's just across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Working from the right hash. Blue Devils and the Bruins. 10-10 left. Clock moving. First quarter. First possession. Bruins under center. Randall. That's Morgan Randall. 5'10", 165. Going to hand off. Going to get a positive game. Might pick up one. Ball carrier number 30, Tristan Cameron. Just a sophomore.
Yeah, that looks like big Jack Roachman on the defense there made the tackle. But, yeah, they're packed in there tight. And I'll tell you, especially on the right side of the offensive line for the Bruins, they've got some big bodies, and they're getting a nice surge from their offensive line right now.
So a gain of 1 for the sophomore, Tristan Cameron. Third down, 5. Under center, Morgan Randall checks the offensive line. Two in the backfield. Call the case. The reverse out, hand off. Blue Devils is going to stop him. He's going to run into a collision right there and not going to be able to get past the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose three on the carry.
That was Aiden Blair from his defensive tackle position with a little assistance by Joe Clouser coming up from his cornerback position.
Again, carrying the ball right there with 16, Donovan Soto. Fourth down. It's going to be fourth and six. We may see the punting unit for Blackburn. Blue Devils, deep man. Dallas Capshaw deep. Also Landon Spidell. So they're going to back up about 10, 12 yards. They're going to punt the ball out of there. Punter is number 22, Nick Feely, 6'2", 180. High snap, he'll control it. He'll boot it out there. Nearly got blocked. Going to go right side. Going to bounce a backwards bounce. Favorable for Tipton. And it's going to end up on the plus side of the field. Blue Devils are going to have good field position at the 46 of Blackburn.
And that looked like another PGA wedge. It dropped about the 49 of Tipton and backed up to the 46 of the Bruins.
So Blue Devils, first possession. Dallas Capshaw to the huddle. Working from the left hash. First and 10. Change of possession. Clock stopped at 8:30. First quarter. They'll break huddle. Clock will start on the snap. They go with the shotgun. Dallas Capshaw. You know, into the backfield. Working in the right flat. Calvin Condon makes the catch. He's going to make a positive gain after the catch. Just about 1 yard. It's going to be second and 9.
Yeah, Donovan Soto for the Bruins are coming up from his safety position to make that tackle.
So they're going to pass out the flats right there. Calvin Condon looked like he's running pretty good.
Yeah, he didn't seem to be limping too much on that one. Just well read by the defense.
So we see some pink socks out there tonight for a good reason.
Yeah, that's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the boys are sporting that pink.
So they'll go Twins. Left side, shotgun snap. Taken by Capshaw. He'll hand off. Hand off to Calvin Condon. Did get a good positive gain, but a flag and thrown in there. He's going to call a holding. He tosses that flag, tries to spot it. Holding on Tipton.
Yeah, that looks like that might have been the lead blocker, Chase Hussey, on that one. I didn't think so, but he might have got a little jersey.
They spotted the flag two yards earlier. Then he went from the line of scrimmage and marked it off.
I'm not sure why. That was a little odd.
I thought this was a sectional game for referees, too.
I think so. Maybe he saw something we did not.
So, they went from the line of scrimmage back to that 10. Ball actually should be at the 47. It's at the 45 of Tipton. Second down, 19 for the Blue Devils. The lineup in a shotgun. True to back to you. Shotgun snap taken. And we lost the football. Calvin Condon got it right to left. Not sure the handoff was good, but the Blackburn Bruins are going to take over at the Blue Devils' 42-yard line.
Yeah, that looks like number 7, Tyler Jordan, for the Blackburn Bruins getting on that ball. But, yeah, it just didn't look like he ever had that cleanly. It came out as soon as he touched it, and Calvin tried to turn and pick it up, but there was a host of Bruins jumping on it.
So they spotted about the 43 of Tipton. So first big play of the game, and the Bruins get the break. 7:41 on the game clock. First quarter. 43-yard line, Tipton territory, Blackburn Bruins under center. It's Morgan Randall. Randall's going to roll right, looking to throw. We're going to let one go down the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete. They try to get it to Nicholas Healy. He's a junior, 6'2", 180. Incomplete.
Yeah, that kind of tricked the Blue Devils there. The Bruins don't throw the ball that much, but it looked like Aiden Blair from the defensive end position got a little pressure on the quarterback, maybe made him throw a kick before he wanted to.
Nicholas Ealy on the season, 3.6 yards per reception on the season. Go back to the line of scrimmage, second down 10. 43-yard line, Tipton territory. Under center, Randall Morgan. Going to hand off first guy through. Ball's loose, and the Blue Devils trying to get it, and it's going to be recovered by 88. Blackburn, that's Carter Klaus.
Well, I tell you, they totally faked me out. I was looking at the outside guy where Joe Klauser made a tackle, but he didn't have the football, so or Trey Spring, I should say.
I tell you what, probably WHMB probably has enough cameras here to make sure they don't miss the ball carrier.
They sure faked me out.
So ball spotted at the 38-yard line. Third down, 6. 7 minutes, clock moving. First quarter. Under center, 15, Morgan Randall. 3 in the backfield. A reverse out in the face. You know, bootleg. You're going to carry it all around. And good ball carry right there. Morgan Randall. He faked a 3. He nearly got a first down.
Yeah, that was 31. Cole Hussey making the tackle. But in the way, I don't think he got a very good mark there. But it's a full yard fourth down. Now, I'm sure they'll go for it down in this part of the field here.
They're going to call timeout. They're going to look at this later. They're going to bring the sticks in. And I'm telling you what, this is about as true as a field as you can get. And they're going to bring the sticks in.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they want to see exactly how much with it. I don't believe he got enough for his first down. He did not.
Couple footballs.
Yeah, maybe 8-10 inches.
So they got to see what they got to see. Coach Stehi probably going to call the next play accordingly.
Yeah, if it were me, you know what I'd be calling. That'd be you've got a big old center in there, just a, quarterback take the snap and lean forward.
So they're looking at it right there. And then got another phone call. That's spam. Spam calls all day long.
I know. Insurance calls or, anything. You get it all day.
I have to check in case Paula's calling. So they're going to go for it. It's 4th and 1. Ball spotted at the Blue Devil 32. Under center, Morgan Randall. 3 in the backfield. You call the cadence. You know, reverse out, hand off, first down, and more. They give the ball to number 30. Again, that's Tristan Cameron. 5'10", 150. He looks heavier than 150.
Well, he does. He was rolling there. I think he just tripped over somebody's foot because there was no clear tackler there. He just couldn't regain his balance. And if he could, he'd still be running.
He picked up about 5. He needed 2. 6:10, clock moving, first quarter. 1st and 10, Blackburn. From the Blue Devil, 27. They're at the right hash. Under center, once again, Morgan Randall. You know, reverse out. He gives it the first man through. Pullback. Going to get a positive game. He'll pick up maybe 4. Ball carrier right there with 88, Carter Klaus. Carter Klaus, also the kickoff return man and the punt returner.
It looks like the Hussey brothers, Cole and Chase, teamed up together to make that stop for the Blue Devils.
So ball spotted at the 23-yard line of Tipton at the right hash. Blackburn going towards the scoreboard. They're going to the north. 5:27, clock moving. 2nd down, 7. 3 in the backfield under center, Morgan Randall. Reverse out. It's going to be caught in the backfield. Caught the backfield right now.
Yeah, that was a big Aiden Blair from the defensive tackle position. All 6'1", 230 of him. Got him up around the shoulder pads and flung him down.
Yeah, loss of a couple. Going to bring up 3rd down. They're calling it 7. Ball spotted at the 25-yard line. 4:55 left here in the first quarter. Looking for the first score here in the first quarter. Blackburn Bruins definitely leading the time of possession.
Yeah, they sure have, but they looks like Hussies are going small and quick on the defense.
So they're going to line up in a shotgun. Slot left, single man in the backfield. They're going to throw a flag, and the clock has emptied out. Play clock has emptied out, delay a game, and they're going to back it up 5 more, and it's going to become 3rd and 12.
Well, somebody wasn't watching that play clock, because I'm sure the Bruins did not want that. They would rather have the 3rd and 8 than 3rd and 13.
So delay a game, and I will mention a little bit of this. We'll talk about Tipton County Tribune. We'll talk about that at the quarter break. So evidently they did call a timeout. They marked it off. They called the timeout after the fact.
Well, if somebody didn't communicate from the sidelines to the umpire there, but yeah, they must have got a timeout. Well, no, they're backing it up. So that was a delay of game.
So the delay of game, they didn't charge them for a timeout. They're going to shotgun now. 3rd down, 12. Ball spotted at the 30-yard line. Got early movement right side. Ball's loose. It's fallen on by the quarterback, Morgan Randall. They got the illegal procedure, but it was right at the snap. They really could have called that a pre-snap penalty.
Yeah, I could have. Calvin Connett was moving after the ball there, and the quarterback dropped that shotgun snap, and Calvin almost got it, but they'll back him up another What, another five here?
So it's illegal procedure. It's illegal procedure because the snap happened right when the tight end took off. That was the right tight end. Might have been Nicholas Steele. And they'll back it up. And it's going to be spotted at the 36. And they're going to call a timeout now. Blackford Bruins. We'll talk about the Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune for comprehensive coverage of Tipton County sports. Subscribe to the Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune is now owned by Cherry Road Media, and the website has been revamped. A story on tonight's game can be found online at www.TiptonCountyTribune.com. The Tipton County Tribune has gone to a digital-first format when it comes to county sports coverage. A subscription to the printed weekly edition published on Wednesdays also allows access to the website, or one can get online the online subscription only if it's your choice. Weekly matchups of Friday night's football games, however, will only appear online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. For updates of games, one can also follow Michelle Garman on Twitter, the old Twitter, that's X. Michelle Garman, that's at Michelle, that's two L's, underscore Garman. One can also like the Tipton County Tribune Facebook page. So, for a story on tonight's football game, check out the TiptonCountyTribune.com tomorrow. That's Saturday. Going to line up shotgun. Low snap taken by Randall. He's going to be caught in the backfield. He's going to be caught for a sack. Randall had a bad snap there that caused a bad mix-up.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think if he had gotten that one clean, Will Wolford was breathing down his neck and got him just as he got control of the ball and dropped him for a nice sack there.
So the Blue Devils take over on downs. They'll spot it just outside the 40. I mean, nose up close to the 41-yard line, tipped in territory, just inside the left hash. Dallas Capshaw in the huddle. 4:08 left here in the first quarter. No score. Blue Devils adjourn the huddle. Jog up to the line of scrimmage. 12 seconds on the play clock. They go Twins right side. They go two in the backfield. Shotgun snap taken. And again, it's Calvin Condit. Dig in there in the backfield. Tripped up. He did not quite get back to the line of scrimmage. They're going to call it back to the line.
Yeah, Caleb Patrick there, number 50 for the Bruins on the stop.
So it's the second down, Tim. He just did get back to the line of scrimmage. Dallas Capshaw looking for the play there. Coach Dustin Shear calling the plays for the Blue Devils tonight. 3:40 left in the first quarter. Second down. 10, 41-yard line, Tipton territory. 15 on the play clock. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. They'll do Twins right side. See them in the backfield. Also Chase Hussey behind the right tackle. Going to hand off again. Calvin County will break contain. They get a good block to break the edge. They get out to the 49 of Tipton territory. He's going to be 2 yards shy. It's going to be a third down, too.
Cornerback Tyler Jordan, number 7 for the Bruins on the tackle there. He turned him inside and made the tackle himself.
So from the 49, they bring it in from the right side. They'll line it up at the right hash. Blue Devils calling the play in the huddle. That's Dallas Capshaw. They'll adjourn to the line of scrimmage. 2:49 clock moving. Twins go to the left side. Two receivers left. It'll invert to the last play. They'll give it to Connor. It will take it. Excuse me. Calvin Meyer. It's going to be Dallas Capshaw keeping the shotgun to toss, and he'll go left side. He'll get a little bit contained there. He'll get across the line of scrimmage, and he'll pick up in first down.
And that looked like 45, Caleb Klaus, and also 50, Caleb Patrick on the stop for the Bruins. But first down, nice run by Mr. Capshaw.
So the ball moves in to Blackford territory, spotted at the 47. Working from the left hash. 2:18 clock moving, first quarter. Blue Devils going to line up a slot right side. Going to go two in the backfield. Shotgun, going to drop the throw, going to be sacked in the backfield. Wanted to let it go. They had two deep go routes But the go route might have outweighed his arm.
Yeah, I think they did. And I said number 50 again. That was Caleb Patrick from the defensive end position. Got in there real quick as if he didn't get blocked at all.
So it's going to be an 8-yard sack on Dallas Capshaw. Capshaw got to learn to get rid of that football and avoid the sack.
Yeah, that's, you know, he's trying to make something happen. It'll take that away from him. But, yeah, you got to know when it's not there and get rid of it and play another play.
So shotgun, quarterback Dallas Capshaw through the backfield. Calvin Simon with the handoff. It's a good block from Chase Hussey to get out across the 50-yard line to about the 49. It's going to be a third down, about 12.
Yeah, that looked like number 30. I think that's Cameron on the tackle from his outside linebacker position for the Bruins.
So they'll work it from there. Ball spotted at the 49 of Blackburn. Ball resting right there on that beautiful new logo.
Yeah, it looks sharp. It jumps out at you, that's for sure.
It does. It's growing on me. So Will Mitchell is going to go slot left side. Third down, 12, 50 seconds left. Shotgun quarterback Dallas Capshaw. To the backfield, going to empty the backfield. Calvin Connett trying to get rid of it. They're going to tuck the ball away. He's going to pick up a couple. So the defense was right there in his face. And they're working right there. Pretty good sportsmanship. That's number 3. Ty Neuenschwander. Neuenschwander helped Mr. Capshaw back up. And Neuenschwander, 14 letters in his last name.
That was the name that I remember from an earlier broadcast of ours. I believe an athletic, our associate athletic director from one of the schools the Blue Devils played. And I think you made a point of how many letters that tongue twister had in it back then.
That's a lot of letters. That's more than half the alphabet.
Yes, it is.
So, timeout. They're talking over. Fourth down, 9, and the quarter empties out. So the first quarter empties out. Larry, I said, both teams are moving the football.
Yeah, they, like I said, they're pretty basic in what they're doing. I'm really kind of impressed with, with the Bruins, with their type of offense. You don't see it very much, that tight T formation, but it's hard to defend. Running kind of a cross-bus thing and guys going every which way, and it's tight quarters, but the Blue Devils defense have held up pretty well against it.
I tell you what, back in my day, defensively, Dan Shields was our coach junior and senior year. We'd meet in the media center. We'd go in that room. We'd look at film, and he'd show us, you know, who had what responsibility for each guy out of the backfield.
Yeah, I'm sure they do have responsibilities here, but it's hard to see who has the ball, you know, where your guy's going, because they've got some, especially like I said, on the right side of the Bruins offensive line, they've got some big bodies to try to see around. You know, when you got a guy 300 pounds and another one, you know, 290, it's kind of hard to see the ball carrier.
So Blackburn getting ready to punt the ball out of there. I mean, check that. Blue Devils going to punt from right our right to our left towards the scoreboard. Landon Spidell, 14 yards deep. Snap slow off the surface. He'll still get the punt away. It's going to go straight down the pike, and he's going to be tackled right there. And he'll get no gain. That was 88 on the return. Carter Klaus, and that was not a good way to go down.
Well, Kyler Carver came down and really upended him there. Nice tackle play by him.
So Blackburn will take over. They'll work it right there. 11:52 on the game clock. They'll start to... on the snap. And there's the whistle. Play clock starts at 25. It's 11:52 on the game clock. It'll start on the snap. Ball resting at the 19-yard line in Blackburn territory. Working from the left hash, 3 in the backfield. Under center, junior quarterback Morgan Randall. You got to get a hard count. Morgan Randall going to draw the Blue Devils offside.
Yeah, that was Swain Springer being a little too aggressive there. He, you could tell he was coming, and he came far enough to get across the line and get called for it.
So they're moving out 5 yards. Is it the 24-yard line? First and 5. Let's see if they're probably going to go with the same play. First and 5. That might give the opportunity to throw a good pass. But they're going to line up again. 3 in the backfield under center. Morgan Randall called the cadence. The reverse out, hand off. Going to go up the gut. And the ball carrier again, 88, Carter Klaus. He'll get what he can. He'll move the chains first down.
And once again, Mr. Will Wolford on the tackle right there.
So first and 10, they move the ball out just beyond the 30-yard line. Nose back to the 31 from the left hash. Play clock starting at 40, it's at 23. Game clock moving, 11:32. Blackford breaks huddle. Jogs up to the line of scrimmage, 15 on the play clock. Tight bunch, there were three in the backfield under center. Again, Morgan Randall, they'll go with two tight ends. Going to reverse out, handoff. Posse Jane, another good game. Out beyond the 35, near the 38-yard line. It's going to be second down four.
Yeah, Owen Spidell came up number 11 from his safety position. I noticed that the Devils are a little different alignment than they normally have. They've got Tyler Carver back as a safety with Landon Spidell, and also Joe Clouser back there. The rest of them are pretty much up on the line of scrimmage.
So 38-yard line, it's second down four. 10:45, clock moving. Under center is Morgan. Going to reverse out, heat off. Running back, he'll get clear and close to a first down. They'll stop the clock. They'll move the chains. And we might have a new ball carrier there. It might have been 45, Caleb Klaus, the junior.
Yeah, just enough for the first down, so they'll have it first and 10 at the 42, looks like, 43.
So they spot it right there, 10:26 on the game clock. From the left hash, Blackford Bruins. Play clock moving inside 17 seconds. 41-yard line. Looking at, check the offense he set. Randall gets a snap, hands off. Left side, you get across the 45-yard line to the 47. Again, the ball carrier, 88, Carter Klaus.
Yeah, Tyler Carver on the stop for the Devils, but they've got him confused, you know. I'll tell you, this quarterback, you can tell he's been running this offense all season because he's sleight of hand, man. When he makes the fake, it looks like he's giving the guy the ball, so he knows what he's doing back there.
I agree. Second down, five, after a gain of five by Carter Klaus. Under center, Morgan Randall. Recall the cadence. In reverse out, hand off in the backfield. Blue Devils make the stop, and they look like Springer.
Yeah, that was Blake Springer. That must be his guy because he made a beeline for him before the handoff was even made.
So a big play there. Going to back him up a little bit. Third down, he's going to lose three on the carry. So tackle for a loss. Springer, just a sophomore.
Yeah, Joe is a good athlete. Had him in track for a couple years as well. And he's my coach talked about Wolfer being an energizer, but I mean, he's the same way. He just keeps going and going.
So third down, eight. From the left hash, 43-yard line of Blackburn. Hands off, first guy through. Blue Devils right there, fulfilling their assignment. And he was stopping for another loss. Loss of one.
Yeah, that was stopped by the entire defensive line, with I think a little bit of Chase Hussey helping as well.
They are going to say no gains, fourth down. So Blackburn Bruins probably going to back up in punt formation. Deep men for the Blue Devils to the right. Calvin Connick to the left is Landon Spidell. Clock moving, 8:20. We're in the second quarter. No score thus far. Both teams moving the football. In the back up, 13 yards. Punter is Nick Ely. And the punter to the left side, he go out of bounds. Might have landed right on the boundary there, Larry. They might have that not too tough a way to find that. And you see the line judge moving up and then the umpire. That is scientific.
Oh, yeah, a little geometry there. I was never good at that, but I know how to draw a straight line between 2 points. So
I didn't know much about geometry. I always said, gee, I'm a tree.
Well, I wasn't quite that bad, AJ, but it wasn't my best subject, let's put it that way.
I took some higher methods, but I'm definitely not geometry. Trigonometry either.
No, that's getting all, you know, out there in ethereal land that I can't grasp it.
I think that's a waste of time. But anyway, they're going to back up shotgun. Dallas Capshaw trips to the left. They're going to throw a flag from the east line judge. East line judge says the Blackbird was in the neutral zone.
Yeah, he did point that way, didn't he? We'll see. We've seen a lot of these
throughout the year. I think that you're going to do a coach's clinic. It would be how to line up on the right side of the ball.
You got to admit, it's pretty easy to see that there's the line, especially on this turf field.
You would think so, but we've seen like a boku of them this year.
So they nose it up to the 40. First and five. Let's see if a different play went in. Maybe not. They're going to line up again with trips to the left up on the line of scrimmage. Is Zach Ridgway. Landon Spidell. Going to take the snap. Going to carry it himself to get out to the 45. It's going to be, looks like a first down from here. Let's see where they spot it.
Yeah, that was a nice run right up the middle. He started outside, saw a hole, cut it back up, and that was Caleb Patrick again, number 50. We said his name a lot, 5'10", 200 pounds, and he just took his nose right in there.
Second down, less than one, Larry. We might see Justin Shear putting this ball a lengthy pass, maybe, from Capshaw.
Well, yeah, it looks like the flags on the goalposts are not blowing straight out, so maybe so.
So, Joe Clouser out here. Near side, to go motion with Landon Spidell, jet sweep. He's going to be caught in the backfield. He's going to break loose to stay on his feet, but it's still going to be a loss of five on the play.
That was, number 22, made a great play there. Got in the backfield. He got away from that tackler, but then a host of Bruins got a hold of him there for, right here, just short of the 41.
So, ball spotted, left hash, Blue Devils. Lose about 4 yards on the jet sweep. Back in the huddle, Dallas Capshaw looking at the wristband. Play clock at 15, they adjourn. 6:42 on the game clock. From the left hash, the lineup trips to the right. Play clock at 7. They snap it. Capshaw, he'll keep the football. They try to get to the 50-yard line. He'll be to the 49. Dallas Capshaw picks up enough for a first down.
It looks like Brady Bannister coming up with the tackle for the Bruins, but that was a nice read he took there and made a nice north and south run there for the first down.
So they'll roll the clock. 6:27, second quarter. Blue Devils have 3 timeouts available. Ball spotted at the 49 Blue Devil territory. From the left hash, shotgun quarterback Dallas Capshaw. Going to fake the handoff, he's keeping himself. They go up the gut. You can be pushed forward and get across or inside the 45 to about the 44. Dallas Capshaw, another good run.
Yeah, that quarterback keeper faking the handoff has worked out well these last 2 plays. And it seems like, you know, there's just kind of a slugfest here. And you feel like the team that's going to win this thing is the team that can break one of those, 5-10 yarders into a 60 yarder. So it's hard to drive the length of the field with that kind of running game. But right now, the Devils are moving the ball pretty well.
So in the huddle, Dallas Capshaw. 12 seconds left on the play clock. And then we're listening. 6. And then shotgun quarterback going to take the handoff. Calvin Kind, he's loose. Almost one of those plays you just spoke about, Larry. Calvin Kind gets to the Blackbird 30 at the first down.
If Donovan Soto, number 16, when the Bruins had to trip him up, he was gone. There was nobody in front of him. So that was a touchdown-saving tackle by Mr. Soto.
So they do spot it at the 33 of Blackbird. Ball's in the middle of the field. Play clock at 16. First and 10, Blue Devils. 5:07, clock moving. Second quarter, no score. Blue Devils nearing the red zone. They'll hand off again to Calvin Condit. He'll try to cut left. He'll pick up a couple, and then he'll be tackled right there. It's going to be a second down, about 8.
Yeah, I tell you, we always have a guy that just stands out, and that's been Caleb Patrick, number 50, for the Bruins there. He's been in a lot of tackles. He's a solid guy at 5'10", 200, and playing his butt off tonight.
Sure, that's okay. You're talking about B-U-T-T.
Yes, that's a guy, yes.
That's just fine. We don't say anything bad.
No, that's as bad as it gets.
Shotgun quarterback, Dallas Capshaw. Low snap, he'll take it, he'll hand off. Calvin Condit, he'll go right side, 4 hole. He's still on his feet. He'll be just shy of the first down. He'll be inside the 25, the spot at the 24. It's going to be 3rd and 1.
Looks like number 22 there, I believe is, who is that? Oh, Nicholas Ely.
on the tackle for the Bruins. But Calvin, I tell you, he's got that high ankle sprain, but he's chugging right along. He's churning up this artificial turf.
So ball spotted, 24-yard line. Blackford territory at the right hash. Blue Devils trips to the left, two in the backfield. Shotgun quarterback, Dallas Capshaw hands off. Right to left, they'll give the ball to Calvin Connick. He'll have a first down and more. He's going to get inside. They're going to spot him near the 10. And the Blue Devils get a first down. It's first and goal from the 10.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, he got about 10 yards of dragging, guys. Drug number 14, Dathan Wainwright, and also Tyler Jordan, number 7 for the Bruins.
So Blackford Bruins going to call a defensive timeout. We're going to try to regroup right here. Blue Devils right here on the doorstep.
Yeah, they are. They need to get something here. Come away, you know, inside the red zone there with nothing. That's a heartbreaker. So I'm sure coaches are dialing up right now, and whatever they're doing right now, it's been working for them, either whether it be Capshaw or whether it be Condon running the ball. So I'd say just keep doing what you're doing.
So Blue Devils playing a good game. Blackford Bruins doing just the same. Both these teams a good matchup. I mentioned the Blue Devils, 41 on their roster. Bruins with 27. Both coaches will tell you that they've got some eighth-grade football players coming to the high school level next year that is going to make a difference.
Yeah, they will. You know, give them a couple years. And, you know, I know a few of them I think will be contributing quite well, maybe four or five of them. But, you know, give them a couple years with these guys that are sophomores now, and I think Tipton football will be some exciting times ahead.
Both teams have 10 juniors on their squad for next year. They'll move up. They'll have 10 seniors. We hope so. They're in the line up in the right hash. 10-yard line. Shotgun quarterback Dallas Capshaw. Gets tight bunch, left side. Capshaw going to carry the football. He's looking for blocking down front. Going to be a flag come in, and there'll be a high tackle right there. Capshaw, and the flag comes in, spotted near the 14. It's going to be a holding penalty on the Blue Devils, and the Blue Devils have a gentleman on the surface.
That was Donovan Soto coming in on the tackle, and Capshaw, you know, ran the ball well out here. I really like to see him holding that outside arm rather than inside. We could send some of those tacklers off, but a good run nonetheless.
So they're going to back it up. Yeah. Holding penalty against Tipton. Yeah, 10-yard mark off. They'll put it back at their 20. Official timeout on the field. 3:27 left here in the second quarter. Dallas Capshaw talk with his guys in the huddle. Chase Hussey in the huddle. So Dallas Capshaw and the Blue Devils going to take a kneel down. Blackford Bruins have done just the same. And he's going to come up to his knees there. And that's Calvin Condit back to his feet.
Yeah, he left the game about third quarter last week with a high ankle sprain. Didn't know if he'd be back this week. But I tell you what, he has a tough cookie, and he'll walk that off, and I'm sure he'll be back here later on today. He's jogging it off now. So
official timeout complete. You can roll the clock. Clock rolling. 3:22 left. Second quarter. Blue Devils have it at the Blackford 20-yard line at the left hash. They just lost 10. It's first and goal from the 20. They'll adjourn huddle. 5 seconds on the play clock. They got to hurry up, get their snap off, and they're going to use a timeout. Blue Devils use a timeout. You got to admit, the umpire pretty much started that clock with the Blue Devils still at their sideline.
Yeah, that was a little quick, but they got to understand that and get out there and get ready to go.
So timeout, Blue Devils, they use one. They're at the 20. Say what, Blue Devils need to punch this in.
They sure do, and you know, at some points, anything, you know, even if it's a field goal, I'm sure they want a lot more than that. But they've worked hard on this this drive, that's for sure.
And what, the sky is not dripping on us tonight. It's a nice evening.
Yeah, it's nice to actually be able to see the field. Last week, you know, we were looking through some glass that was just like looking at it through your windshield without any wipers on. And it was hard to tell what was going on out there.
You're right, Larry. So Calvin Condon going to come back to the sidelines. He got a little bit of a limp, but I tell you what, we He's a guy you want to preserve.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's that time of the year that you're, you know, what, there's not much left of it. So I know he wants to get back in there. I'm sure of that.
So they'll line up twins to the right from the left hash shotgun quarterback to the backfield. Springer going to get the handle. He gets the handoff and he'll go inside. He'll get near the 12-yard line. It's going to be second and goal from the 12.
Well, yeah, that was a good run by Slade, but I tell you what, seeing up here, we can see things a lot better than they can on the field. If it had cut that outside rather than inside, I think he's in the end zone, but he saw a hole and cut it upfield and made a kind of twisting run and got it to the 12.
So second down, goal from the 12. Calling it to 13 on the board. Shotgun quarterback Dallas Capshaw. Hand off again, Springer. Deep back, they'll move it right side. Four hole, they'll move the pile inside the 10, near the 12, maybe the 12 and a half. It's going to be third and goal.
Brady Bannister, number 28 for the Bruins, coming up from his safety position to make that tackle with a couple other Bruins, helping out.
So, ball spotted the 8-yard line, I should mention. 8-yard line, third and goal for the Blue Devils. Ball's in the middle of the field. So Calvin Condit is back in the ballgame. Deep back. He and quarterback Dallas Capshaw. Shotgun. They'll hand it to Condit. They go back up the middle. To stay free. They're going to get down to the 1. Not going to make the goal line. It's going to be 4th and less than 1.
Well, that was a tough run by number 87, Calvin Condit. He got hit 3 or 4 times, just bounced off him and kept churning and almost got in the end zone. That was a heck of a run.
Ball spotted at the half-yard line. 4th and goal. Clock moving, 1:18. Blue Devils going to use another timeout, I'm pretty sure, right here. So they're letting the clock go down, kind of take some time off the clock, and the Blue Devils getting ready to call a timeout.
Yeah, they're thinking about what they're going to do, and again, with my coaching eyes, I say this is a quarterback sneak with fullbacks pushing in from behind.
So they call their timeout. 52.6 left. Blue Devils at the half-yard line. I tell you what, Larry, if he goes from the shotgun, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, I will too. This is the time to get up there and look at your offensive linemen and say, boys, if you can't get a half yard, we don't deserve these points, and kind of motivate their manhood there a little bit, and things with the Devils can do that and get it in the end zone here.
I think of Dallas Capshaw goes up to the line of scrimmage and he taps one side or the other of the butt in front of him, and that's the way he's going.
I would think so, but we'll see. Maybe they've got something more creative, but when you're down at that level, creativity goes out the window for brute and brawn and strength, right?
So we'll see. You know they're going to put it in. Are they going to go for 2?
Well, I'm not sure if they're going to put it in. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, AJ. I'm sure there's some guys over there in red and black uniforms that do their best to not see that happens.
I'd be severely surprised. 52.6, Blue Devils jog out. Play clock is moving. 17, Blue Devils go to the line of scrimmage. So they're going to go from the shotgun. Any half a yard to in the backfield. There's a snap, low snap. Direct snap to Calvin Condit, touchdown. Flags come in, 3 of them. Condit took a big hit.
Yeah, well, it looked like he got him up around the helmet and flung him down by it. So that is, Calvin took exception to that tackle. Went and talked to him about it.
So the touchdown's good. They'll do the point after from the 3, but they'll take the ensuing kickoff. The Curtis Ferg is going to kick off from the 45 of Blackford here in a little bit. But right now, it looks like the Blue Devils, I don't know, they might take this penalty and go to the 1.5 and go for 2.
I don't know. I tell you what, but that tackle wasn't even in the area of play. It was in the end zone, and there's no call for that.
So Dakota Ferg is going to spot the ball right here at the 10-yard line. We're going to go for the point after. Kick variety. Joe Clouser, the holder. Soccer style, 3 yards deep. Right for the kicker. 49.9, 1 untimed down, 6-0 contest. There's the hold, there's the boot, and it's going to get over, I guess you'd say, just right of the upright. We got a bad vision here, but I'm sure that's the call.
Yeah, that's obviously those referees right under the uprights have a better view than we did. Look good from here, but must have just snuck outside that right upright.
So, 6 points in the first half. Blue Devils put it on the board. 49.9 seconds left. And they're working right there. And the Blue Devils are gonna kick off.
Yeah, it's been a fast half of football, AJ, with the balls, teams running the ball. I think there was only two, maybe three passes, one complete for the Blue Devils, and I think two incomplete for Blackbird. So that makes for a fast half of football. But been enjoyable to watch. Good line play, good running game from both teams. And but yeah, just game's going to be decided again by big plays. A 20-yard type run, that kind of thing. Because just running it, 4 or 5 yards of the shot, you can fumble the ball, you can get one big loss or something like that, so they can turn that around real quickly. So I'm sure the Blue Devils aren't going to change their game plan. I don't believe Blackbird will as well come out in the second half. So we've got just that 49.9, 50 seconds here. Dakota Ferg has got his guys lined up. We'll approach the ball here and send it downfield to Blackbird. So looking it over. There you go.
And there's the whistle. Here comes the approach. 7-yard approach. Going to take it to the end zone. See if it gets out of the end zone. He's trying for the uprights. He tried to put it through the uprights there when he couldn't get it on the extra point.
Yeah. That one was a lot straighter than his extra point attempt.
Solid leg. I say, well, he's got a strong leg. He's a senior, so he's going to graduate this year. I'm hoping he can go to college and play some soccer. Do you know anything about it?
I really don't. I know he's a pretty good soccer player, but I have not watch the soccer program all that much this year, but
so they'll put them in play right here, 20-yard line on the catchback. Blackbird Bruins have 49 seconds left here in the second quarter. They're through the line of scrimmage. They'll put three in the backfield under center once again. Morgan Randall, junior quarterback, wears number 15. He's going to hand off up the gut. And as you say, Larry, they do a good job faking.
I don't know how many times I've looking through the binoculars here, I've been chasing the wrong guy. And that went right up the middle, quick hitter, and William Wolford again. I'll tell you what, he's a ball player. I being a center myself, I look at a guy like that, and I hate to block a guy. Just not very big, but fast and strong, and he's going to be buying the wink.
Yeah, they got a 6'2", 6'290". Center. He's a junior class member. Bowling is his name. Going to stop him near the line of scrimmage. Again, Wolford there. Ball gets out to the 21.
And Bowling's a good name for him because he's still about like a bowling ball, isn't he?
He's a big young man. That's going to empty out the first half. So going to halftime, Larry. I'll tell you what. Halftime score. Blue Devil 6. Blackbird nothing, but second half is going to be big.
Yeah, I think the Blue Devils have found a little something there, with that kind of a lead option play, if you will, and quarterback keeper sometimes, handing off to Congress sometimes. And so looks like they're starting to wear down that big line a little bit as well. So we'll see what the second half holds.
So we're at halftime. We'll mention. Hey, thanks, Chris. We are at halftime. We at PutMeInSports.com thank you for listening. We ask you, as listeners, to patronize the following companies as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio. And yes, we're at halftime, and you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football, made possible by the following support sponsors. Bringing the scene to you tonight is AGM, AGM Auto, LLC. They're in Arcadia. They're west of town. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend longevity from each and every automobile you own. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. New ownership, that's Walker. Walker Elder will mention same quality faces and same quality work. That's AGM Auto. They are now located just west of Arcadia at 6660 East 266th Street. They're open daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto also restores classic cars and trucks. You can find him on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can call them at 317-984-5283. That's AGM Auto, west of Arcadia. Also bringing you tonight's game is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Also bringing you tonight's contest is Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. Say what, I did go through Sheridan on Wednesday, a couple of days ago, and they got their main street all tore up. I'm telling you what, it's got some deep cavity spaces. You definitely cannot travel Main Street, not for a while yet, in Sheridan. You can reach Target Sports by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range or safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Larson and Sons Target Sports. And also bringing this game to you, Good Help Put Me in Sports. We thank them. That's Discount Copies. Discount Copies, just conveniently located at the west edge of Noblesville at 100 Mensa Drive. They're behind Pizza Hut right there off of State Road 32. And they provide next day service on most items. They also offer set-up services. Turn your artwork into things such as note cards, notepads, prints, and calendars. And it's never too early to think about personalized Christmas cards. Discount Copies also, posters and oversized printing available. If you're planning a wedding, you can call Discount Copies. They can help you with all of your printed needs. You can dial them up at 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. That's Discount Copies, west edge of Noblesville. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Reynolds Farm Equipment. It's Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, right here at 276th Street, US 31. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch in Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Sunday, they are closed. So we'll mention, you can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery in Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Smith and Landau Family Dentistry. Smith and Landau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. They're located 114 4th Street, that's in Tipton, 46072. They welcome you at Smith and Landau Family Dentistry. They are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call them at 765-675-2432. Again, their number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of their patients. That's Smith and Landau Family Dentistry. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. You can stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're next to the Diana Theater. Hope Jewelers, their address is 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Encompass Credit Union. Encompass Credit Union, when you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially at Encompass Credit Union, they provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. They welcome each member as if they are their only member. That's Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded just like you. You can reach us by phone at 800-675-8852. Again, that number is 800-675-8852. On the web, it's EncompassCU.org. And also bringing you tonight's ballgame is Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, the Century 21 Sheets Company. Real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Chief Company. You can return at 317-513-4086. And also bringing you tonight's ballgame is Jim Dandy Restaurants. Jim Dandy Restaurants, that's good food, good friends, and good times. At Jim Dandy, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage. Jim Dandy Restaurants, they put all of their guests first, no matter what down it is. It's Jim Dandy Restaurants, Tipton and Noblesville. Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. And remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. That's Jim Dandy Restaurants, Tipton and Noblesville. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Tipton Ace Hardware. Tipton's Ace Hardware, the helpful place. You can visit them at Ace Hardware at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They're just east of Tractor Supply and right next to Riley's Auto Parts. For all of your backyard grill needs, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paints, and much, much more. Visit them in the store, or they also have curb service for your convenience. And you are also welcome to visit them online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and highly recommended. Ace Hardware Tipton, the helpful place. You can reach them at 765-675-6747. Again, that's 765-675-6747. That's Tipton Ace Hardware. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville at 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And you'll find Dirk. Dirk will be right there to escort you. That's at Indiana Express Rentals. Penske Truck Rentals, the name Penske alone, takes any possible concerns away from the travel period. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. And also bringing you tonight's ballgame is Rutledge Well Drilling. Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. That's pumps, sales, and service, water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. You can call them at 765-292-2315. Again, that's 765-292-2315, or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. That's Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. Licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional. Serving our community for more than 30 years. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage, they're almost open. They're still working on their facility. That's indoor, outdoor storage, and flex storage. You can protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. Call them at Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage at 317-774-1500. Again, that number is 317-774-1500. Or on the web, you can find them at www.aipsindiana.com. That's aipsindiana.com. It's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street. Arcadia
Indiana. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at noblesvilletrophies.com or stop in, if only, to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. Prices are so low, you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. It opens Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up, 317-773-7391, and online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. So they're getting, got all stretched out. They're ready, and they want to affect the Blue Devils and the Blackbird Bruins getting ready for a second half.
Yeah, they're all warmed up now and looking to get back at it here. Kind of got a little chill in the air now, so I'm sure they're looking forward to getting back out there and running around getting the blood flowing. I know I am.
You just got back up here. You probably climbed the ladder. That probably helps a little bit. A
little bit, but those lungs are cold too, yeah.
I tell you what, there's a lot of folks here today, a lot of media covering this game.
Yeah, probably as much media as there are in the stands. Fall break here for Tipton Blue Devils, so they'll be back in school next week, but not a whole lot of youngsters here.
So, they're getting ready to take the field. 28 seconds, clock moving. We put the extra 3 minutes out there to get stretched out. Hey, what, Larry, we'll talk about the NFL here. Jaguars and the Saints played last night. I think the Jaguars got the win by 31-24 over the Saints.
Yeah, I guess they pulled it out. I didn't watch that one, but yeah, I don't think the Jags have had much luck down there in New Orleans, but they did last night.
We'll talk about them maybe at a quarter break when we got a big extended time. Did you like call on those games? And how you doing on those, Gino?
I'm about 57%, which is about as good as I think anybody can be anymore in the NFL.
I don't doubt that. It's hard to call in games anymore. But they're going to tee it up right there. Blackbird Bruins getting ready to kick it off. Could be number 50, Caleb Patrick. I believe so. We'll double check. Going to back up. Nope, it's going to be number 10. He's the actual punter. He does the punting also. And I'm going to take it away right there. Grant Bridgeway, I take that back. He is the kicker. So taking on the up back. And Blue Devil's going to get a good return out near the 40-yard line. Blue Devil's going to have an opportunity to go up by two scores with this drive.
Calvin Condit with a nice little return up the sideline. He got knocked out of bounds by the kicker, but they could have the ball about the 37, 38-yard line.
So ball's at the 37. They're working from the right hash. Blue Devils. And says here, my dad texted in and it's hard up on Tippecanoe Valley 21-0. So it looks like I'm not going to watch that game.
Oh, I don't think so.
So they're working from the right hash. Shotgun, Dallas Capstone. Turn it back to you. Taps all hands off. Right at the gut. Good run out to the 43-yard line. Calvin Condit might have got a new tape on that ankle, but a good pickup for Condit.
Yeah, Bradley Bannister coming up from safety position, got a hold of him, just held on, letting drag him for a little bit.
So, ball spotted out to the 43-yard line. Second down, 4. The little worker right there, and class 3A. I'm not sure what the rankings are, but I believe I'm Chittard at number 1 again. Final poll. The lineup tied in to go slot right, handoff, single man in the backfield. Calvin Condit out to the 50-yard line. Calvin Condit coming out there like he never even left the game.
He was cooking on that one, and again, Donovan Soto, number 16 for the Bruins, came up and hit him down around the ankle, split him a little bit, but a nice pickup there for the first down.
So ball is nosed up to the 50-yard line. From the right hash, clock moving, 10:50. Left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils up on the scoreboard, 6-0. They missed the extra point, went wide right.
just missed the upright. Twins to the left, shotgun. Dallas Capshaw going to take the hand off the Conley to keep it himself. He's going to be pushed forward to go into Blackford territory. He's going to pick up one, but he was like a pinball machine right there.
About to let round a little bit, but then Brady Bannister, number 28, held on to him, brought him down for about a one-yard gain.
So Dallas Capshaw going to jog back into the huddle. Ball's in Blackford territory, right there on the logo, middle of the field at the 49-yard line, second down, 9 for Tipton. Going to split out wide right, Zach Ridgway. Motion, going to line back up, tight end right. Shotgun snap, taken by Capshaw, hands off. Salvin Connett is loose. Salvin Connett, there's going to be some flags come in. 4 flags come in right there, Larry, and they had a hold of his face mask, and that's something you think about ejection for.
That's not the grazing kind. That was a throw you to the ground kind right there, so they're going to get him on that for a 15-yarder. Really nice block out there by number 44, playing out of his regular position. That's Nate Hawkins, a freshman, usually a center and a defensive tackle, but he's in there at tight end, and he got to the second level with the outside linebacker and drove him on his back.
So it's going to be an offsetting penalty. Blue Devils evidently had a block in the back. It forced against them. And a severe face mask. It's a bummer. You gotta equal those out.
It really is. And that negates a big, big game for the Blue Devils as well.
So they back it up at 2nd and 9. So Blue Devils back to midfield. 2nd down, 9, clock moving. 9:44 on the game clock. Blue Devils going to line up the Twins, left side, stat. Ridgway up on the line of scrimmage, landed Spidell behind him. Shot down, they're going to run a pass in the flat, bubble screen, landed Spidell. It's a good pass, a good catch. They're going to pick up about 8. It's going to be 3rd and 1.
And that was a well-designed pass out there. That was Caleb Klaus, number 45, the cornerback for the Bruins, making the tackle out there.
So it's going to be 3rd and 2. Clock moving, 9:10 left, third quarter. Blue Devils took the opening kickoff. That's where we're at, right here, second half. Blackford territory at the Blackford 42, 3rd down, 2. Single man in the backfield, Calvin Connett. Chase Hudson. Up front, to do the blocking, Calvin Conning going to get the handoff. He's going to try to get it to the 40. Couldn't quite get there. It's going to become 4th and 2, a big play right here for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, I think they'll go for this one. That was all Calvin, though. Nobody really got a solid block, and 3 or 4 guys hit him, and he put him back on their heels a little bit, but not quite enough to get to its first down.
So 4th and 1, Blue Devils are in the huddle. Clock moving, 8:23. Blue Devils adjourned. There's the line of scrimmage. They're running out of the shotgun. Single man in the backfield, Calvin Condon. In front of him, Chase Hudson. Twins to the right. They're going to give it to Condon. Let's take it back. They're going to give it to Dallas Capshaw. Calls his own number and picks up the first down.
A nice lead block there by Cole Hussey, I believe, in the backfield. He got him the first down, so.
So they move it to the 38-yard line of Blackford, just inside the right hash. Blue Devils are going towards the scoreboard, towards the north. 1st and 10. Here's the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 18. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Conlon in the backfield. Chase Hussey dropping the throw. Pass play. Left side. Try to hit Zach Ridgway off the fingertips and incomplete.
Yeah, I think Zach was getting a little eager there to turn it upfield and just didn't secure the ball first.
He's got a lanky body. He stretches out. He's 6'4". His brother is in college, 6'8". So I'm guessing that Zach's going to grow some more.
I'm sure he will. He's a pretty good athlete. Like I said earlier, he's been hitting the weight room, getting a little thicker, and that helps him in football. It's going to help him in basketball, too.
That reminds me of a Harold Carmichael, 6'8". It's a line of scrimmage, 2nd and 10. Hand off up the middle, Calvin Condit. Calvin Condit stays on his feet, and they didn't blow the whistle until now. I tell you what, that's kind of a long whistle.
Yeah, he was grinding, though. He was still still moving forward, so it's good that they held their whistle there because he wasn't done working yet.
So ball almost to the 35. Third down, 7. 7:16, clock moving. Third quarter. Ball's near the middle of the field. Third and 7. Shotgun. Dallas Capshaw. Take the handoff. You're going to roll right, looking to throw. Let it go. From the sideline, caught. Landing Spidell. Touchdown, Blue Devils. In a 35-yard pass play from Dallas Capshaw to Landon Spidell.
Yeah, he took out of a rollout and looked like he was going to run the ball. I think that might have thrown a few of the defenders there. Then Moose made a nice running throw down to Landon Spidell right on the sidelines at about the, oh gosh, about the 6-yard line. He took it all the way himself after that.
So, they're going to talk this over. And I'm going to try to point after. They're going to go for 2. Going for 2 here, try to even up the scoreboard to 14 after the missed PAT in the first touchdown. And they're going to line it up right there. And Calvin Condit is going to take the direct snap. Beside him is Chase Hussey. There's a snap. Hussey going to block in front of him. Condit going to get in there. 2-point conversion. And the Blue Devils go up 14-0.
A nice sweep block by Chase Hussey right up in the hole, made a big gap for Condit to run through, and he was very patient with that to develop and got it in there for 2.
So what, Larry, number 87, pretty special number, as you know. I was talking to Coach, I think it's Eric Pierce, correct? Eric Pierce for Blue Devils. He's a humble guy, but he let me know that he was the first guy to wear 87 for the Blue Devils.
I was not aware of that.
And then after that, they gave it to Josh Frawley. Josh Frawley, I remember watching him play. He'd be the deep eye back, and he'd go straight up the gut, north and south. He didn't cut left or right.
Yeah, my my son Matt had had the honor of playing against him when he wore a Husky orange there. But, yeah, Josh was a heck of a ball player and contributes quite a bit to this coaching staff with the Blue Devils now.
And you see these guys that are carrying a football, they got their socks way down there by their shoes, and they got their bare skin, halfway up to their knees.
Yeah, I tell you, when I was playing, if there was a pad to be had, I wore it, No reason to get hurt if you don't need to,
I agree. You look down there and you see Cole Hussey. Cole Hussey's got socks like he's got footies on.
Yeah, he does. That's kind of how he's always dressed, so that's something he hasn't changed.
And right there, Wolford, 67.
Yeah, same way.
So they're going to boot it away. Dakota Ferg, the 6-yard approach. Soccer style, right-footed kicker. Dakota Ferg practices soccer 3 days a week, football 2. Nice boot, end under end. It's going to be taken at the 8-yard line. Blackwood on the return. Trying to cut up the middle. Blue Devil's going to hold him still. Stopping near the 22-yard line. Good return right there. Credit to carry, 14. Wainwright.
Cole Hussey got down there in a hurry, and Wainwright was looking like he was looking for a hole that never opened up for him, and brought down right there past the 20, about 22.
So first and 10, 6:52 left, third quarter. Blue Devils have a 14-0 advantage. Winner of this game going to play an away game next week and are likely going to be at Eastern. So 3 in the backfield under center. Randall. Ball's loose. They throw the beanbag out. Ball comes free and the Blue Devils come up with a loose football. Blue Devils will have the football right there at the 27-yard line of Blackburn.
Yeah, that popped right out, went right in the hands of Landon Spidell, but I guess he must have caught it on one knee, got up and was starting to run, and they whistled it dead.
So 27-yard line, Blue Devils come up with a pretty fortunate play here right after a score.
Yeah, that's if they can put another one on the board there, they'll feel a little bit more comfortable with it.
So 27-yard line, Blue Devils in the huddle. Change of possession. Play clock is at 10. They adjourn in unison. Going to line up. Slot left. Tight end right. Here comes the snap.
Dallas Capshaw looking to throw, gonna let one go. Coming back to catch the football, couldn't get there. Might have been some hands on, but no call.
Yeah, that was Zach Ridgeway down there, tried to adjust to the ball, was going a little bit inside from where he was, tried to go around back behind the defender, and just couldn't get there in time. But had to play on the ball, almost came up with it.
You know, it's pretty good to see Zach Ridgeway getting this involved in the passing game.
Yeah, it is. You know, he's, like I said, he's worked, a young man that's worked really hard and, you know, was more known as a basketball player, but he's kind of turning into a nice little football player here.
So, second down, Tim. Incompletion. Clock stops at 6:39. Shotgun taken. Shot right there by Dallas Capshaw. Takes it to Condon. Kept it himself. Going to get forward. He hit as much as he could back. It's going to be a loss of about one. Third down and two. Excuse me. Third down and 11.
Yeah, once again, Brady Bannister coming up from a cornerback or a safety position, I should say, making that tackle.
So third and 11. The Blackford 28-yard line. Split out wide right is Landon Spire. Wide left is Zach Ridgeway. Shotgun snap taken. Pass play. Right side off the fingers. Through the gloves of Landon Spidell. And incomplete.
Yeah, that was a little high, but well within the range that Landon normally comes up with those. But just kind of slipped through those gloves, those receiving gloves. Sometimes I wonder if those are, you know, more of a detriment than a help sometimes. But
you took the words out of my mouth. But they say if it hits your hands, you should catch it.
Yeah, that's the old receiver's coach mantra there, is if you can touch it, you can catch it.
So the Blue Devils going to back up to punt. They appear to be punting. We'll see. So back deep to punt is Landon Spidell. He'll take a 12-yard snap right in the hands. He'll put it down the coffin corner, right side. It's going to bounce out of bounds inside the five, near the three, maybe the four.
Boy, that's just your, as you draw it up, and I'm sure Landon's there saying, yeah, that's exactly what I had planned. You know, kick it down to three and have it jump 90 degrees to the right out of bounds. Good kick, well done, and like I said, fortunate bounce for the Blue Devils.
So, pinning them in, Blackford going to have to start, looks like at their own three-yard line, two. They went out of the two-yard line.
Yeah.
So, well, that punt is right there with Dakota Ferg's kickoff.
Yeah, that pinned them deep, that's for sure.
So they're going to run in a tight bunch here, try to get it out of there. Blue Devils going to probably shoot the gaps, try to get 2 points. 6:02 left in the third. They're going to shoot the gaps, and they're going to give them the free five. So they went to shoot the gap and gave them five yards away.
Yeah, Cole Huskey there was getting a little anxious, wanting to see that, that P signal in the end zone, but it didn't happen.
So Morgan Randall probably knew what was going to happen, and he just a little hard count, and the Blue Devils give him 5 yards. It's first and five at the seven. So deep in their own territory, Blackford trying to climb out. Play clock at 14. Under center is Randall, three in the backfield, and handoff up the middle. Going to be stopped right there. Going to be a loss of at least one. It looked like Springer was in there.
That was Chase Huffy and Slade Springer there, coming from linebacker position to make that stop together there at the six.
So what, Springer's got that 22 number. That reminds me of Mean Machine. The Mean Machine here, Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds in that first longest yard. What a show.
I still like that one better than the Adam Sandler version.
So if I go again under center, Randall, Morgan Randall. Call the cadence. Three in the backfield and hand off. And the Blue Devils right there to stop him. Going to be a loss again. And going to be lost back at the four, maybe the three. So they're going to be back at the three-yard line. And it's going to be third and eight.
Yeah, that's Slade Springer again. Boy, he's on his horse out there, and he can destroy out there. So he's getting to the ball quite quickly.
Blue Devils are definitely determined deep in Blackwood territory.
As a defense, your mouth starts watering when you get down there. You know, you don't get too many opportunities to make a big play from the defensive line position, but they're wanting to get it some right now.
So to the line of scrimmage from the two, third down eight, Blackford under center in reverse out. Going to hand off and look, throw a pass out of the end zone, incomplete. Trying to find his target. His target on that play was 16, Donovan Soto.
So they're going to have to punt at the deep back part of their end zone, and they're going to have a hard time getting this done.
I don't mind that call, though. They kind of, you know, the Devils were coming strong, and it had been the last couple plays, so they kind of faked that and rolled out. But Tyler Carver was on the covers there, had him blanket covered.
So Blue Devils were deep at the 38-yard line of Blackwood. If he drop steps out of the end zone, it's going to be a safety. He's going to take the snap 12 yards deep. He might have. They didn't, evidently. Umpire was right there. It's going to be a shallow kick. Shallow punt. It's going to roll. It's going to come to a complete stop near the 30-yard line. I said, well, I thought he dropped step out of there, but the umpire was watching like a hawk.
Good, and that was, again, a very, very similar punt to the one that Spidell did. You know, he hit it and just stopped and went directly 90 degrees one direction or the other. I think if you punt a ball, you know, 50 times, you only get that result maybe two.
I agree. So they started up at the 31. Blue Devils have the football at the Blackwood 31-yard line. After a short punt, right there by number 10, Grant Ridgeway. Empty the backfield. Calvin Condit picking up the loose ball. Condit makes the catch. He'll get inside the 30. It'll be a gain of one, but Dallas Capshaw made a lot out of very little.
16, Donovan Soto on the tackle, and he gave him a little leg twist as he got up, and Calvin wasn't appreciative of that.
So ball is spotted at the 30-yard line from the left hash. Clock moving, 3:55, third quarter. Blue Devils in front, 14-0, with the football at the Blackwood 30. Shotgun quarterback, Dallas Capshaw. Going to hand off Calvin Condit. He'll cut it left. He'll cut it back up the middle. Inside the 15, inside the 10, inside the 5, and he's down to the 1. But there, what Calvin Condit can't be denied.
Tell you what, if you are a running back coach or offensive coach, I hope they got that on film, because that's what you want to see your runner do. He was punishing that run, and just incredible effort there by Calvin Condit. That's a training film one right there.
So from the 1, it's first and goal. Cole Hussey in the ball game. 3:24. Play clock is at 12. The adjourned huddle. To the line of scrimmage from the left hash. First and goal. Play clock at 3:02. Direct snap to Condit. Condit going to get hit behind the line of scrimmage. He'll fight to get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and goal for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, 14, Jason Wainwright on the tackle there for the Bruins. But, just held him just short.
So Dallas Capshaw entering the huddle. Taking a breather. I'm talking about Calvin Condit. Condit's going to take a breather. He come out of the ballgame. He didn't want to. Coach Tolson waved him back over. Shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw in the backfield. Chase Hussey. He's going to take the ball himself. He'll get it in. Touchdown. Dallas Capshaw followed the block by Hussey. The Blue Devils put 6 more on the board.
Yeah, he was, again, very patient. You know, you'd seem to think the guys would get really excited and go like crazy, but he was very patient, waiting for that hole to open up, and followed Hussey's block and got in the end zone for 2.
So one untimed down. They'll try the kick variety, try to keep it even at 21. 2:31 left. Here's the one untimed down. There's the boot, and it's going to be inside the upright. Dakota Ferg puts it in. With 2:31 left here in the third quarter, Blue Devils 21, Blackbird nothing.
Yes, that drive just looked like the Blue Devils, you know, kind of got the ball obviously in good territory, but they starting to wear down the Blackbird Bruins a little bit. You know, when you're playing 27 men, that's Iron Man football, and they're starting to see a little bit of weariness over there.
Okay, Larry, let's see what you got here. Let's talk about the 1 o'clock game coming up Sunday. What do you think? Falcons and the Buccaneers.
I'll take the Bucs.
Raiders and the Bears.
You know, for some reason, I hate to do it, but I'm going to take the Bears.
Both teams might have backup quarterbacks in the ballgame. Browns and the Colts. Deshaun Watson is probably going to play.
No, that Browns defense just impressed the heck out of me this weekend, so I'm going to take the Browns on the road.
Commanders and the Giants.
Giants.
How about the Lions and the Ravens?
You know, I'm going to take the Lions in that one.
Lions are tough. Bills and the Patriots.
Bills.
Okay, we'll catch up on the other ones. Those are the 1 o'clock games. We'll get you the 4 o'clock game after this kickoff. So Dakota Fur going to approach 6 yard deep. Here comes the approach, and there's the boot. End under end, going to be taken. Going to bounce at the 10, bounce up, good bounce. Trying to get it out of there. He's going to pick up about 2 yards on the return. On the return there was Donovan Soto, Ford Blackford, and the Blue Devils hemmed him in immediately.
Yeah, that was Cole Hussey as well as Tyler Carver on the tackle there, but he didn't look like he really wanted to return that ball.
Okay, Larry, Cardinals are at the Seahawks.
I'll take Seahawks.
Steelers and the Rams.
Rams.
425 games. Chargers and the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Packers and the Broncos.
Packers.
All right, Sunday Night Football, Dolphins and the Eagles.
Whew. I'm going to take, is that at Philadelphia? I'll take the Eagles.
All right, we'll get to the Monday night game after this play. Under center, 3 in the backfield. Morgan Randall, the quarterback, 15. Going to reverse out. And handoff, tipped up. Trips up there into the line of scrimmage. You're going to pick up a couple, maybe 3. It's going to be 2nd down and 7.
Yeah, I think that was Aiden Blair that got a big call on him as he was going down and tripped him up.
At Monday Night Football, 8:15, 49ers are at Minnesota.
You're not going to like me for this one, AJ, but I got to take the 49ers in that one.
I like Brock Purdy quite a bit, but I'm hoping the Vikings can win.
Yeah, they have a chance. They're better than their record shows, that's for sure.
Thanks. So they're going to line it up, the line of scrimmage, just right of the right hash. 3 in the backfield. Under center is Morgan. The reverse out, hand off. Going to pull it back in and then try a pass play. Shallow pass, incomplete. Wasn't very close. Intended target there for Blackford was number 30, Tristan Cameron.
Well, they were packed so tight in that T formation. When he took the ball and faked the handoff, he ran right into his running back up the middle. So I'm not sure if that was a called play or not, but he had it in his hands, and he didn't want it in his hands, so he got rid of it pretty quick.
So 3rd down 8 for Blackford. Making a long jog from the sideline is Morgan Randall with the play. Play clock is at 7. They're to the line of scrimmage. Under center, Morgan Randall, 3 in the backfield. 2-1, he gets the snap off. Nice effort there. Nearly pulled the ball out of there. And he cut him short for a gain of a couple.
Brady Henderson, sophomore there, got a hand on the ball, and the running back kind of bobbled it a little bit, but then Brady grabbed him by the legs and burned him down.
So 4th down 5, Blackford going to snap it at their own 16. Deep man for the Blue Devils, Landon Spidell. Going to back up to punt. Going to take this snap about 11, maybe 12 yards deep. Game clock at 55. They got to get this snap off. 3-2-1, and he'll ask for the snap. High snap. He'll get a boot on it. It's going to float. A little bit of a knuckleball. It's going to bounce favorably for Blackford. It's going to go across the 50. Might have moved about another 10 yards on the carom and the bounce. And the Blue Devils will have it at their own 48-yard line.
Pretty good punt there, and the ball did turn over, so he got a nice, about a 12-yard roll on that. Get it into Blue Devil territory.
So from the left hash, Blue Devils have it. 1st and 10. I have one play here in the third quarter. 37.7 left. Third quarter. Blue Devils calling the play. 18 on the play clock. They adjourn the huddle or to the line of scrimmage. Working from the left hash, 48-yard line. Slot right in the slot. Spidell. Gets in the backfield. Springer in a pass play caught right there, 84. Zach Ridgway. That was a good ball and a good catch. About a 10-yard gain, 1st down.
Well designed, got it right to him before he could catch it. Number 7, looks like that's Tyler Jordan on the stop there for the Bruins.
So clock moving. They're going to have to get this play off. The game clock is just above by about a second. And they're going to work it right there. And the Blue Devils are going to get this play off. They'll have to get it off or call a timeout. And it looks like they might call a timeout at about 2 seconds left, because the game clock was up above the play clock. They'll stop at 2.6 left.
Yeah, I think they wanted to, you know, get that one to the quarter, but as some fan pointed out down here, they started the clock before they even had the chain set, so that's the kind of a no-no. But again, they'll have one more play here in the third quarter and go to a fourth.
So the Blue Devils have to spend an unnecessary timeout.
Yeah, it kind of was, but, you know, those things happen, and they got one to spend, so they'll get this together and I'm sure make this a positive play, or at least try to, on the last play of the quarter.
So 2.6 left. They'll snap it again for this next play. It's first and 10. Blue Devils have it at the Blackbird 41-yard line. They'll line up at the right hash. So timeout on the field. So, say what, they've already started putting the buys in. They got buys in the NFL. There are six teams taking a break this week.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Is that normal? I mean, every week, is it that many?
I thought it was like four, but they're giving them a break.
Yeah, well, you got to. Like I said, it's unbelievable attrition in the NFL.
So, Blue Devils, see the line of scrimmage? One snap, going to happen. It's going to be first and 10. It's going to be a pass play. Nope, you're going to roll it forward. You're going to carry the football. And Dallas Snapshaw is going to get out of bounds as the whistle sounds. And they're going to spot him out near the 37-yard line. After three quarters of play, Blue Devils have a 21-0 advantage, and they'll have the football at the 37 of Blackbird when we begin the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was a good decision by Dallas Snapshaw back there. He was looking to throw it. Nobody was open, so he took it under his arm and ran it and got as much as he wanted and got out of bounds after about a four-yard gain.
So sectional activity happening in IHSAA. So they're going to invert the field. They do invert the field here. We saw some middle school games when they didn't invert the field. Does that bother you?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I don't think it makes a big difference, but I think there were a couple of times we had some refs that just said, I don't want to run down the other end of the field. We'll just play from here. But, you know, that, like I said, I don't think it makes that big a difference in the game, but traditionally you like to see it done that way.
Well, the only time it should matter is when the sun's right in your face and the official didn't invert it, and then you got it in your face again.
Well, you know, sun or wind, yeah, that would be the case. But fortunately, we had some pretty nice weather for football this year in the middle school level.
So, get ready for some football. Fourth quarter, they did invert the field. You knew they would. And they're going to line it up. Blue Devils going to go from the sideline to the line of scrimmage. 38-yard line of Blackbird, the right hash. Dallas Capshaw going to line up in the backfield, quarterback. To his right. Going to take the snap there. Springer, going to pass it to the left flat. Come in to make the catch. He's landing Spidell. He'll make the catch. And he'll pick up 21 yards on the reception from Capshaw.
Yeah, number 16, Donovan Soto again. And he's getting a little extracurriculars on his tackle, so I might have to warn him about that.
So from the 21-yard line, Blue Devils have it first and 10. Blackbird territory at the left hash. They roll the clock. 11:45. Chains are set. Shotgun. Capshaw to the backfield. Pass play again, right side. Landon Spidell, opposite play. He bumps it. They're not tackled, and he'll go in for the touchdown. 21-yard pass play from Dallas Capshaw to Landon Spidell for a touchdown.
Yeah, Tyler Jordan, number 7, and Donovan Soto, again, were in pretty good position, but Landon just kind of shifted next gear and went right between the two of them for a touchdown.
So Joe Clouser going to be the holder. Number 4, Dakota Ferg, tried to point out the touchdown with the foot. He's 2 for 3.
try this one. Waiting for the snap. There's the hole. There's the boot. And a nice pitch from Dakota Ferg. And Dakota Ferg puts it in the net. Put it in the net, got a point, and then got a whatever you get for a soccer.
I think he's lobbying right now for 2 points, one for the field goal and one for the goal.
I tell you what, I don't know a lot about soccer, do you?
Just that they can't use their hands, and to me, any sport you can't use your hands is just weird.
I remember watching Pele. I mean, you know, he has since gone to heaven recently. That guy could play.
Well, I tell you, I do respect what they do. I mean, some of the things I even see these soccer, these high school kids, you know, doing these different moves, you know, flipping it over their shoulder and all this kind of stuff. It's definitely a sport for the skilled people, and got to be in shape too because they're always running. So it's, you know, I don't look down on soccer players at all. It's just not my cup of tea, I guess.
So what you're looking at, they can handle a soccer ball like it's a hacky sack.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they got fingers on for toes, you know, but it's, yeah, it's incredible to watch them. And like I said, my son played soccer for a lot of years, you know, until he got up into middle school and gave it up. But yeah, it's, you know, and he was one of those soccer players that played a little rough, you know, got a lot of yellow cards. So best he went to football, I guess.
I'm telling my three grandsons, you can play soccer until you can handle a ball.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Those early days, that's like a buzzing band of bees just hovering around the soccer ball, I should say. Those were fun days.
Soccer's good for agility, and then a baseball or a ball sport. Under the short kick, taking it to 27, dive it across the 35. Not a bad return. Carter Klaus, they're going to bring it out to the 36-yard line. Blackwood has it first and 10.
Yeah, gave the senior Christian Paredes a chance to kick off there, so I know that, you know, meant a lot to the crowd here and for him as well.
So Paredes, I tell you what, he's a senior also. So next year they'll be looking for a kicker.
Yeah, well, we've got some coming up. So and Nathan Hawkins can kick too. He's, you know, had some ankle problems this year, but he can boot the ball as well.
So under center Blackburn, that's Morgan Randall, 5'10", 165, has played a good ball game. He'll hand off. He's going to give the ball number 30. Ball's loose. It's going to be recovered by Blackford. Ball carrier there was 30, Tristan Cameron. He got knocked loose, but they got the ball back.
Yeah, Will Wolford again, you know, never say die and never quit. He chased him down and got his hand right on that ball and ripped it out. So, but Bruins, one of the big men from the Bruins was trailing the play. He jumped on it.
So, they pick up 7. And that's after a loss of about a foot, about a yard and a half on the fumble. So to the 43-yard line, ball middle of the field. Blackford just entering the huddle. Right there was Morgan Randall. Play clock is at 6. Now 4-3 under center. He'll get the snap off. He'll hand off again. 30, the ball carrier, to the 44-yard line. That's Tristan Cameron. Tristan Cameron, 5'10", 150, just a sophomore.
Yeah, Peyton Tregesser, and looked like, oh gosh, not sure who that was. Oh, Henderson, Brady Henderson on the tackle as well.
So third down 2. Blue Devils are going to try to get them for a loss here, try to get them to punt it. Couple yards, all they need. And I'm going to go back under center. Morgan Randall, the quarterback, 3 in the backfield. Going to reach in, take the snap, hands off, caught in the backfield. I said, what, Larry, it's hard to know who's got the ball, but it looks like the assignments are doing good for the Blue Devils.
Will Wolford hog-tied him on that one, just got him by the back of the jersey and pulling him down for a 1 yard loss.
So it's going to be 4th and 3. I said, what, Larry, this is a big play. Blue Devils are trying to get one more score in.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And like I said, Blackwood wanting to get something going here. And so we'll see what they call here.
So from the 43-yard line, just inside the left hash, Blackwood breaks huddle. Play clock is at 10. Game clock at 9:50. Clock moving. Under center, Randall. And handoff, 30. Again, that's Cameron. He'll be caught behind the line of scrimmage. And a nice play for a loss.
Yeah, Logan Huffhand in there now, the center, the defensive tackle position. He just grabbed him and flipped him backwards.
So the Blue Devils get the ball back. They'll have it at the Blackbird 43-yard line. And looking for the play right there is Dallas Capshaw. He'll jog into the huddle. 9:39 left. Clock will start on the snap.
Yeah, let's see what how they're lining up. Looks like they're the same team that's been in there for Blackbird. There's no real substitutes at this point.
So, to the line of scrimmage, Blue Devils. Springer in the backfield. Shotgun snapping in the throw. Right side, pass is too tall. A bit tall, landing Spidell. Spidell absorbs a bit of a hit. Tyler Jordan, Jr., he's 6'1", 160, a left cornerback.
Yeah, he gave him a pretty nice cushion there of about 7 yards. And like I said, that ball was a little bit lower. That would have been a nice pickup.
So Blue Devils trying to work on their passing game. I'm sure they realize they're going to need a passing game a week from today.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, you can't be one-dimensional at this point.
So ball's respotted, 43-yard line, middle of the field. Dallas Capshaw getting some signals from the sideline. Shotgun snap. You know, hand off. That's Springer. Springer getting inside the 40, inside right at the 35-yard line. It's going to be third and two.
Yeah, 22, I believe that was Caleb Klaus on the staff there.
So they spotted at the 35-yard line. Third down two. Four down territory, I'm quite sure, if they need a fourth down. So the Blue Devils see the line of scrimmage. Chase Hussey in the backfield with Dallas Capshaw. Going to hand off to Hussey. Hussey's going to get inside the 45. You got a first down. He's inside the 30. Flag comes in late. He's going to spot him near the 27-yard line, and we'll see who the flag is thrown upon. Going to say it's illegal use of hands blocking the back by the Blue Devils.
Yeah, that's usually a receiver, you know, and the guys can be aiming to one side and the guy turns his back and you get caught for it. But Will Warford made a really nice block on that one, swung him for about 8 yards, but it's going to come back.
So they'll mark it back to the 34-yard line, 39, I should say. 39, and they'll have play over. So it's going to be third down and about six.
Yeah, they'll look for him to probably try to throw the ball on this one, see what they can get.
So third down, six, maybe closer to seven, probably four down territory for the Blue Devils. At the right hash, just inside the 40. Shotgun formation, Chase Hussey in the backfield with Dallas Capshaw. Going to hand off again to Hussey. They go right side, four hole, they get inside the 30. To get to about the 28-yard line and Chase Hussey for a first down.
Chase following his blockers really well on that one and got about a 16-yard pickup there.
So Blue Devils spot the ball at the 28-yard line of Blackbird, the right hash. Clock moving, 8:18 left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils in front, 28-0. Shotgun snap. Taking, you're going to be pass play left side. Caught. Next lane is Spidell. He'll have another first down. He'll pick up about 14 on the catch from Capshaw.
Yeah, I don't know what that was as far as coverage from Blackbird, but it looks like number 50. That is Caleb Patrick, who is a defensive end, had dropped out on coverage, and that's a mismatch you want to take advantage of.
So clock moving, 7:54, fourth quarter. 28-0. Blue Devils have a first and 10 at the 14-yard line of Blackbird. Working it from the left hash. Going to send twins far right. It's going to be the pass play. They're going to run the bubble screen. They're going to work it left side. And didn't get much. Might have picked up one. And Zach Ridgway might have got away with a block in the back.
No, I don't think he did because he pulled up there and put his hands up and, you know, he was shielding him if he was going to, you know, try to make the tackle, but he I don't think he made contact with him.
So they respotted at the 14, no gain. Second down, 10. Dallas Capshaw is going to enter the huddle. 13 seconds on the play clock. And now 5 seconds. Keep the line of scrimmage. 2-1. There's a snap. It's good. Capshaw. Hands off. Chase Hussey. Inside the 10. You fall there at the 9. So it's going to bring up a third down at about 4.
It was a nice tackle to save the touchdown when number 16, that's Donovan Soto for the Bruins.
So at the 9-yard line, third down 4 for the Blue Devils. Trying to send slot left. Landon Spidell going to run a stack on the left side. Tight end right is Cole Hussey. Going to hand off Chase Hussey. And Hussey is in the, they're going to spot him just shy. Wow, I thought he was in.
I did too. Must have had a knee come down first, but that looked like he was in on that one.
But they had the knee down. Good spot. First and goal. First and goal from the half-yard line. I could probably carry it in.
Yeah, you and me both, but I'm sure they're going to go. I mean, they go from the shotgun most of the time, so they're back in it.
So Dallas Capshaw, single man in the backfield is Chase Hussey. To his left, stacked, split out wide right to give to Hussey. Hussey got him there, did the majority of the running. They reward Hussey with a touchdown.
Yeah, gave him a chance to get the big payoff there, and Chase took it right up the middle for a touchdown.
So the Blue Devils going to try the point after. 34-0. Blue Devils will try again with Dakota Ferg. Again, the holder. Joe Clouser. So we'll mention Oliver Conaway. He's been the holder for a couple of years. He's not able to play. He's going to be a block. Nope, got it through. Was that a block?
I don't know. It wasn't the prettiest thing I've ever seen, but it got the job done.
So 35 points on the board for the Blue Devils. So they'll put it in play right there. And the Blue Devils gonna kick off to Blackford. And evidently a friend of mine just texted me, it's Matt Jensen. He's a big time Eastern Comet guy. And he said he hopes to get to see us next week. Well, I hope so too. We'll hope to be in their press box.
Sounds great. Yeah, just up the road here at Eastern Comets.
So Blue Devil's gonna boot the ball away. Blackford ready for the return. And evidently, Bishop Chittard taking care of Tippecanoe Valley. My dad picked it in. 21-0 advantage. Might have been halftime. They're going to hand the ball again. They're going to let him kick off. And you know more about him than me. Christian Paredes?
Yes, he's a senior, and I believe he was also a soccer player. I'm not sure, but he's going to kick this one off for the second time tonight.
So he's 7 yards deep. Right good sock stop. Here comes the approach. Gets the boot into it. Another good boot. It's going to be in no man's land. If it stays in the field of play, it will. He'll pick it up at the 10. Going to be a deep, deep kickoff. He's out of there. He's going to go up the sideline. He'll step on the out-of-bounds line. And it's kind of odd. The Blue Devils couldn't make the tackle back at the 10. And a good return.
Yeah, good play there by, I believe that's Tyler Carver, number 21, to keep him from taking it to the house.
So they'll start right there near the 20-yard line, maybe closer to the 21, the right hash. Blackford football, clock moving, 4:54, 35-point differential. Clock will move, running clock, unless there's a timeout, an injury, or after a kickoff. Shotgun snap. A handoff. Right side. Flag comes in. Flag comes in. It's going to be a holding call, I do believe. Chase Hussey was being low. There's going to be another flag, so it's going to back up. Double check here. I think they were talking over. Maybe the gentleman was hurt, but he was laying on top of Hussey. They kind of took that as a holding, but it looks like the gentleman's hurt. He's getting up late. I don't know if they called a timeout for him, but they're definitely talking this over. They might pick that flag up.
I don't know. That one went so high in the air. That was thrown with authority by the umpire there or the referee. So something made him mad to throw that one with such intensity.
Not 20, maybe 30 years ago, when an official in NFL threw at the pile and put it in the guy's eye. He lost it.
I heard about that. Yeah, that was a long time ago. But yeah, he definitely wanted everybody to know something was wrong with that play.
They got offsetting. I think they might have ejected someone. Somebody's leaving the ball game. I don't know here. I don't think. But he'll watch the rest of the game. We don't need to say his name. He's a good player.
Yes, he is. That's uncharacteristic. So something more to that.
So 3:51, the game clock. Offsetting penalties. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to mark off one and mark off the other, evidently. Now, how does that work? If we got a guy, we got an unsportsmanlike and he left the ball game.
I'm not sure. That's confusing. Yeah. Okay.
After the play, I guess they marked the two. There we go.
Yeah, now they're marking off the unsportsmanlike that was after the play ended.
That was a pretty unorthodox way. But, I mean, they waited over there like they were going to put the ball there. I think they were until they got notified.
I think so. So here we go with the first down and three.
So shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. First down. And a handoff up left side out to the 34-yard line. Ball carrier number 88, Carter Klaus.
Got Tyler Carver, number 21 for the Blue Devils on the tackle.
So clock moving, 2:48, fourth quarter. Blue Devils in front, 35-0. To the huddle, Blackford quarterback, Morgan Randall. So they'll work it right there, 34-yard line. In the backfield, shotgun quarterback, Morgan Randall, junior kind of class athlete. Going to go motion, lost the handle in the backfield, ball's loose. I believe the Blue Devils have got it, and they do. So, low snap, couldn't get it off, or couldn't make the catch. The Blue Devils come up with the football.
Peyton Trago served there from his inside linebacker position. There was about three different Blue Devils with a shot at it, and he came up with it.
So ball spotted at the 28-yard line, Blackford territory. Blue Devils have the football. Clock still moving. 1:50 left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils in the huddle. First and 10. To the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 12. They're going to go under center now. They're going to go with Dallas Capshaw under center. Play clock is at 4. They're going to utilize the clock. They're going to take a kneel down. So Dallas Capshaw takes a kneel down. 1:25 on the game clock. They start the play clock this time at 40.
Yeah, it's just you can tell that the Blue Devils have done enough tonight, and they're just going to take that knee and get out of here with a victory.
They're going to hang around right now because the play clock's at 25. It's still elapsing. But Dallas Capshaw not going to take a snap. That's kind of different that they take a 40-second play clock after a kneel down.
I wasn't aware of that, but I guess you're right.
I'm not aware of why that happened. They're going to take the snap, another kneel down, Dallas Capshaw. 46 seconds left. The clock moving. They put it back up to 40. Not quite sure, but not sure why it's not at 25 with that close proximity.
Well, here it goes. That's at 40. Must be a rule where you or I are unaware of, huh?
They're going to let the clock empty out. They're not going to need to snap it. They reset the clock at 40. But that's going to complete the ball game. They're going to shake hands. So they'll go across the middle of the field. Game clock is at 14, play clock at 20, so the play clock is upside down. Play clock at 15, the game clock is 5 seconds, it's going to elapse. The Blue Devils are going to play again next week. They'll be at Eastern.
Yeah, that's right up the road in Greentown, and I'm sure they're happy to be playing for another week of football.
So they're going to stay here, walking across the 50-yard line, both
coaching staff, going to be just the same. We are thankful for pregame interviews, Coach Toll. Always thankful for Coach Aaron Toll, and very thankful once again, Blackford Bruins head football coach is Randy Skihigh. What a quality gentleman he is, and we thank you for listening in. I say, what, Larry? What else could you take away from a ball game such as this?
Well, you know, no injuries. That's always a good take. And again, looks like Tipton is a little bit more effective, doing what they. What they've always been doing this year, but had a foe that had a little bit less firepower than them tonight. So I'm sure it's going to be different next week. But I know Coach Stoll will be working them hard this week, and they'll be ready to go to give their best at Easter next week.
That sounds good. I hope you have a wonderful travel tomorrow. Be safe.
We'll do our best. Yeah.
Is it just you and Shelly?
Yeah. We'll be there and cheering on the Buckeyes.
Can get a hotel tomorrow night?
Oh, my uncle lives around that area, so I usually stay with him. Good to see him and my aunt Peg, so we'll be staying up there.
Sounds good. We're going to bow out of here. We thank my wife back home for sound check. She keeps things rolling. Been very thankful for AT&T cellular phones. We've not dropped a signal since I don't know when. We're very thankful, and we'll miss him. Next week, we'll be at Eastern High School. You can listen in. PutMeInSports.com. We will be registered and qualified to be in the booth bringing you the ball game, and we're thankful to do so. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. What a ball game tonight, Coach.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm glad. I'm happy for the kids to finally have a smile on their face here. And, first half was tough, but that's why I told them. I said we put everything together for the first time all year in the second half. Running game, passing game, defense, it was all clicking. I mean, we got a little bit of momentum and a little bit of confidence. So hopefully, going to need to carry over to next week, playing a good Eastern team, I'm assuming. We got to go up there. But tonight's second half performance gives us a puncher's chance.
Absolutely, Coach. I couldn't have said it better. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.